Well, Margo, it's going to be great to have you here at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi, the 18th through the 20th.
Oh, well, come say hi.
We will, and I'm sure the fans will be delighted to see you, as I'm sure they always are. And it's the 40th anniversary of Superman, and it's an exciting year, and I hope you have a lot of fun here.
That's my favorite Comic-Con.
Yeah?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll show you a good time. Thanks for coming.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Margo. You're great fun to talk to.
Yes. Thanks, okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, she's great.
What's poppin'? We're live in the DealsInTheD.com studios, having just a normal day. Got a clip on TMZ website. We just saw ourselves on TMZ Live, Daily Mail, 9 tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
It's all because...
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Yes, we're making Margo Kidder's death about us.
Oh. I know...
I feel kind of shitty about it, actually.
Should I say what I said earlier, Trudy?
Go ahead. Let it go.
I've never been happier about a death. Is that bad? Does that make me a bad person? I mean, I feel bad she died, of course. I don't want people to die, but...
You know what? I'm glad we got a chance to talk to her.
Yeah, she was a great interview.
She was great and fun. And...
She let it all hang out.
I'm being honest, though.
I know. When I saw it, I was like... Yes.
Bad person? No. I'll admit it. I'm a bad person.
No, we couldn't bring her back. We could not bring her back.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that she would be happy for us.
By the choice of whether or not she was alive or dead, I'd rather she'd be alive.
I would agree with that.
Sure.
But
it's a little closer than it should be, but...
But then we...
No, I really liked her. What is so weird is that we had that meeting on Friday about a myriad of items... And all of a sudden, someone, I won't say who, said, hey, that Margo Kidder interview, that seems like it'd be viral. And something went off, and like everything we talked about just sort of disappeared. And it was like, bing!
Don't you go dying on me!
And I think someone else may have said that it would certainly be viral. Wow, if she died, it would really be...
Who said that?
I don't even remember who said it exactly.
Hey!
But...
People are monsters.
The person did not want her to die or expect her to die. Yeah, I'm just trying to show respect for someone who deserves it. But anyway, so then Mark actually pulled the interview and put some pictures to it and put it on YouTube. And I just tweeted it out there thinking, well, this will probably get, you know, a couple thousand views. Somebody, maybe it'll land the right place. They'll get a few thousand more.
Right.
Nothing huge. And then when I was like, wait, no, she didn't die. That did not happen. She did... Margo Kidder, it just seemed, because it was so weird, we just talked to her.
Yeah.
It was like Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Shades of Tiny Tim, and that was weird, too.
Is there a faster phone to coffin than Margo, unfortunately?
I think they're close, because Richard, I want to say Richard was in on like a Wednesday.
Simmons.
Yeah, and somehow, I think he had heard us talking about Tiny Tim, and he said, what's wrong with Tiny Tim? And we called him. And Richard was, of course, his Richard Simmons-y self.
Yes.
What's wrong, Tiny? And that was just, by the way, was just minutes after, Mark! He was about 20 feet down the hall yelling.
It was also right after, what the hell is that?
Oh, yeah. Not to mention what he said to Mike Clark.
Yeah, toss.
Oh.
Toss my salad.
Everybody in the room was uncomfortable and
it
amused.
Was very weird.
I can't believe Clark did it.
No. That was definitely against type. So, we called Tiny, and Richard talks to him. Richard says, I'm going to be in Minneapolis next week. And it was like, oh, Tiny's going to be all better, and everything will be cool. And then what happens? We talk, oh, you know what? This is quicker because we talked to Tiny, and he said that Richard never called him. We called him the next week thinking, oh, he's probably met with Richard.
Yeah, but how soon after that did he pass?
Pretty quick. It was days. It was like right after, because people were like,
that might be
Richard
fast.
Simmons killed Tiny Tim.
That might be faster then.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fast.
Do we know who got the last
too soon.
The last goodbye in DeMargo?
I think
it was tight.
Pretty good idea.
It was tight.
Well, Margo, it's going to be great to have you here at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi, the 18th through the 20th.
Oh, well, come say hi.
We will, and I'm sure the fans will be delighted to see you, as I'm sure they always are. And it's the 40th anniversary of Superman, and it's an exciting year, and I hope you have a lot of fun here.
That's my favorite Comic-Con.
Yeah?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
We'll show you a good time. Thanks for coming.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Margo. You're great fun to talk to.
Yes. Thanks. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, she's great.
Oh, I swear.
Congratulations, Trudy.
I swear Trudy got in there. She snuck in there.
Was she still on
Congratulations,
the phone?
Everybody.
Had the phone clicked?
Oh, are you going to dispute it?
Again.
I think it's a significant point.
Yes. Thanks. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, she's great.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. You win.
Well, only Brandon really knows.
You killed her. Because
you know when the connection ended, right?
I don't know. It's really tight between Mark and Trudy.
What? What do you mean?
Not even close.
I thought I heard me saying goodbye as it was clicking.
No.
Can we hear that again?
No.
One more time.
Let me find it.
This is making a mockery out of a very tragic situation.
Really fun.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Really fun.
Damn it.
Nice cue.
I'm sorry. It's very difficult to grab here.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
And I'm sure the fans will be delighted to see you, as I'm sure they always are. And it's the 40th anniversary of Superman, and it's an exciting year, and I hope you have a lot of fun here.
That's my favorite Comic-Con.
Yeah?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
We'll show you a good time. Thanks for coming.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Margo. You're great fun to talk to.
Yes. Thanks. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Oh, she's great.
That might have been you.
Oh, boy, it's close.
It's close.
Put a Twitter poll out.
Right. I think it's a good,
don't put her name in it. Just say who was the last. People are watching on Facebook Live. They can go vote on Twitter.
They're saying it's true.
They are really.
Well,
I thought it was me.
There you go.
Well, this is the most important thing, clearly.
All the glory.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
I do think you're right about Tiny Tim, though. I think that was faster.
Mm-hmm.
And, ooh, did Simmons get blamed. What happened? I really feel like something crazy happened. Was Richard Simmons, was he BSing when he said, I'm going to be there next week? Did he go and just blow him off?
And that's the trajectory that put him on the road to this new sort of weirder Richard Simmons. It changed his life.
There's definitely a small degree of separation between what happened in the show and what happened to Richard eventually.
Yes, I agree.
Mm. It's ludicrous, but I'm saying it anyway.
Is there possibly another one that was quick? Someone that passed after we talked?
Jimmy Stewart?
Oh.
When we found out that he was being held captive to when he passed away.
I think it was fairly quickly after that, but not real quick. I remember that
she's flooded.
We both said goodbye to Buddy Ebsen about 50 times before there was a click. Because it was a long hang up. And we were both trying really hard. But I think he surprised us in the last another year or so.
I still think we should put out a Twitter poll anyway. Let people vote on it.
What was
Zoobs, will you put it out there? Who said goodbye last? ?
What was the first contest of who said goodbye last?
I forgot.
Who was the first person?
I think Mike bragged that he said goodbye to someone last.
He was the last to speak to them.
Yes.
Which is the whole point. Which one of the matter?
But then it generated a competition, which was ridiculous, but it did.
But whoever said goodbye to Margo could have been the last person to ever speak to her.
Oh, my God.
We don't know what she's been doing.
Well, you know, this morning WWJ was playing clips.
WWJ
was? How dare they?
WWJ was.
How dare they?
They talked to her. And she said some pretty crazy things to them, and they were playing them promoting Comic-Con. And apparently they were crazy enough that some of our people thought that she was using our audio, which she wasn't, I guess.
So and it's funny because there's always this thing like you feel bad or recapitalizing on a death. And I said, well, WWJ did. And I sent you that tweet.
Yeah.
From trying to find out where it's at.
Well,
I thought that her dismissal from that show was ignominious. Isn't that the first thing she's...
From WJR?
Yeah, it's the first thing she said to us. Yeah. What happened at that interview?
Here's Sandra McNeil from WWJ's tweet. Maybe 2 minutes after it was announced that she had passed. Stunned to learn the death of Margot Kidder. I just talked to her 5 days ago when she told me Superman co-star Christopher Reeve was an asshole.
You, that's all you care about.
The illustrious WWJ can capitalize.
I felt it was I felt it was beneath tweeting about.
Soon AM somebody, radio will reign king once hey! More.
Someone apparently put some things out on the Twitter. I don't know if it was hacked or what, but I'm not happy about it. Tweeting at TMZ and Daily Mail and The Enquirer and Radar. I don't know. It's crazy. Yeah. But anyway. Well, so, yeah, well, that was crazy. That
sucks. Yeah, it she's was. Nice.
The whole day was
crazy.
Oh, my
God. She was so funny. I never expected that sense of humor, you know, for her to be as wry and funny as she was.
She was a little crazy, but another, she was fun.
Another silver lining is we might have a new friend.
Oh, yes. Okay, not only...
This was what I was most excited about.
I was too.
Which I shouldn't be excited, you know, rest in peace, all that jazz, thoughts and prayers.
Not only TMZ, the website, but TMZ Live at 3 p.m. This is right before the show, and let's do the break first. That's terrible. Would that get bounced from Facebook anyway?
What's that, TMZ? Probably not.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, the Facebook crowd probably would like to see it. Let me explain why buying or leasing your new... or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from the Zot family and DealsInTheD.com is different, way different than anyone else. Getting, quote, a good deal is easy. Dealers will cut each other's throats for $3 a month. No questions. They could do that, too, but that's not the best way to deliver customers a world-class experience. They believe it's about people, customers, and employees, and they realize that happy, satisfied employees generate incredibly happy, satisfied customers, and that's the way it's gone. It's really been a great relationship. So far, so good. Price is important. And in one case, it was worth a Subway sandwich, apparently.
Wow.
Maz had waived, I think he had double waived his commission and still lost out on the Subway sandwich. But partnering with people you trust and enjoy creates the magic, the well-rounded experience, not just a one-time deal. Shop around first if you must, then come see Zot. And they've got Zot, you know, of course, we always talk about the Fords and Maz, but they've got Toyotas, they've got Jeeps, they've got Chryslers. They got it all.
Dodge,
absolutely.
Dodge.
Play foosball, take a ride in the massage chairs, eat some popcorn, or just kick back and enjoy a good cup of coffee and warm smiles from your dealer that cares, only from your friends at DealsInTheD.com. And by the way, they have the Mojo Kiss a Mustang
I saw that.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a Mustang?
Something like that.
I was watching.
Be on that Mojo, girl.
I don't know what I was watching this morning, but maybe it was Mojo's tweet. They might have had a clip on there. And this lady quit after like 20 minutes.
Oh yeah,
it was like 20 people. Because then they'll be doing it for 20 hours or more. And then haven't people done it for over a day?
Yes.
Yeah. And this lady's like, my back, sorry.
I bet that fucking Mojo. They better leave that shit alone.
We know somebody who did that.
My back, sorry.
And
I couldn't get a good position.
It's difficult.
This is what happened. This guy quit, who looked, I don't know, relatively healthy to me, and he's like, I feel like I let people down. It's like, 20 minutes, really? That's all you could do? You could win a car in 20 minutes? I don't think so.
It feels like he let people down.
Let
down?
If you feel that bad about letting people down, then why are you quitting after 20 minutes?
It's hurting me very badly.
And I was like, I couldn't get in good position. My back hurts. But they get a lot. That thing goes on. I don't know what the longest one is. Do you know, Mark?
I'm spaced out. What? Sorry.
Oh, thanks for listening.
Sorry, I was working on something. I'm trying to slow down the goodbye.
Oh. the Mojo Kiss the Car
yes.
thing. How long does that thing usually go?
Don't they have a limit on 24 hours?
Oh, they do? Okay.
I thought.
What do they do in the event of a tie?
Fight to the death.
Kiss
each other.
They have to make out, yeah. To whoever throws up first loses.
Oh. Did Gabar come up with that?
Maybe Anthony did.
There is one in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, Anthony might have. What's that? Oh, the longest?
Yeah, 76 hours.
Really?
Wait, what?
It was
right? 5 minutes an hour break, I think.
I thought it was
when I heard there was a 5 minutes an hour break, I was like, bullshit!
Oh, it's pretty weak.
To do what? Just do your
I don't know, just to walk around
your face around.
Sit down. rest your band in position. The reason we talk about Dr. Yaldo every day is because 90% or more of you would benefit from refractive eye surgery and get results beyond your greatest expectations. But the first step is the hard part. We settle for things rather than rock the boat. So even though we know glasses and contacts suck, we say, eh, I'm too busy right now. It costs too much. Or I've been over this long. Wait, I just got new glasses.
I don't Why? Have to see anymore.
Yeah, I think my glasses are cool. Why? Because custom LASIK, those were my excuses, by the way. Because custom LASIK from Dr. Yaldo is the most precise in the world and 90% get better than 20/20 vision, which enhances every waking moment. Multifocal, you should hear how often Eli talks about it, my God.
Really?
Yeah, he does.
A lot, I bet.
His eagle eyes. Multifocal lens implants for people 50 plus solves your reading problems and also gives you better than 20/20 distant vision in almost all cases. I think it's a big account for him, too.
Yes. Clearly.
Get rid of the ancient...
He has the same enthusiasm for all of them, though.
He does, no. Eli's, he's a tornado. Get rid of the ancient, inefficient technology. Stop sticking plastic on or over your eye. Our listeners who've seen Dr. Yaldo have been raving about their new glasses and contacts-free lifestyle. That's true. Get free evaluations. Also get the Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES. 1-800-398-EYES or go to Yaldo Eye Center. I've been trying to encourage Mike Clark to get his knee replaced.
Oh, yeah, that'd be...
Which is the same thing. I mean, you'd think that it would give him a new lease on life. I mean, he's counting steps now.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
How many steps are there?
Oh, I thought you meant like he was had a... A band on that count how many steps he did. No.
Fitbit.
Like he's trying to get to 10,000 steps a day.
A Fitbit.
Mike Clark Fitbit.
That's a great idea. Where do I get one?
What would it say?
I can do that. But I do think that, I don't know, I think he'd be, wouldn't he be, I bet he would love it if he got it done.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the getting it done part. Because it's funny, when I said that to him today, he's like, well, but, you know, I just talked to somebody and they got a terrible infection and they're it's like, okay, forget it. Sorry, I brought it up.
That sucks, though. Yeah. His quality of life would be so much
better. I know. Believe me. I agree.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Let me check something here really quick. I just need audio. Okay, wait. It's not here.
Do you work with anyone else? Hmm.
Well, Margo, it's...
I just want, I'm going
to
be able to say
and, that. And I'm sure the fans will be...
Do you work with anyone else?
Wait, where's the Comic-Con? Button?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll show you a good time. Thanks for coming.
Fake.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Margo.
Real.
You're great fun to talk to.
Real. Yeah.
Thanks. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, she's great. All right. I'm going to slow it down.
Oh, I saw it, though. Now, when you see a waveform.
When you see a wave, yeah, it does really change it, doesn't it?
See it.
What's the Twitter poll at?
I was winning.
What?
You.
This is the biggest you show ever.
Jeez, it's an irrelevant.
Oh, it's horrible.
Poll. The facts are the facts.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye. Bye. Oh, she's great.
Wow, it's close.
Wait, 41%.
Trudy.
Me.
Yeah. I have 28%. Marcus, 31%. Why am I in third?
Yeah. I just don't want to be last.
This is like the Mike Clark pink shirt poll.
I love how angry Drew has been getting at Twitter. You're very angry about the Stafford.
I was pissed.
Stafford Cabrera poll, even though he lost. You were very angry.
It wasn't. It was not. The point was not who's. If the question was who's a better player right now, that wasn't a question.
Or who's the most important right now?
Who has the bigger career?
What was the question as worded?
I was originally comparing Cabrera to Steve Yzerman, as in I thought he had the biggest career since Steve Yzerman. In Detroit. I couldn't think of anyone bigger.
Sounds like you're sour grapes about it.
I am sour grapes about it, because people were putting comments like, oh, if it was 2012, it'd be Cabrera. Because I immediately tweeted when I saw the poll was going, I said, this is about his entire career, not now.
Yeah, somebody showed me you wrote that quite a few times to people on Twitter. Not right now.
Three times. And of course, no one changed the polling not a whit. If you want to be stupid in their Twitter polls, go ahead. Jeez.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Okay. Two MVPs, all-star team every year, triple crown.
Twitter's gospel.
Matt Stafford's been in one Pro Bowl.
Twitter's gospel.
Twitter.
I just liked baseball when I was a kid.
Oh, I just moved up in the poll.
Oh, balls.
Not that much.
Oh, boy. Can we vote more than once?
I don't know. Oh, you're just going to vote for yourself. Okay, go ahead. I'll do two. Oh. Can you vote more than once?
Will this be reflected in the coverage of this?
I don't know. It's a good question. Anyway, TMZ. We were just on TMZ Live, so why don't we just... The last time we did this, by the way, somebody had a big stink about it. Like, oh, play a clip to yourself.
What?
Wait, what?
We played the clip from The Nine.
Yeah.
So it was deemed to be self-gratuitous, I guess.
Well, of course it was.
But I heard Howard Stern doing it many times, so I decided...
Okay.
Let me slow down.
I decided it was okay.
Have they heard of us?
All right, ready?
Gratuitous.
I know.
Fire away.
Should we give the background of this?
Of the
TMZ story? The communication or not?
Oh, the Charlie email?
I got very excited when I got an email from Charlie Neff, my favorite TMZer of all.
Well, the funniest part, though, was that she, when I saw the original, I just knew she'd emailed you back, and then you sent me her email back, which mentioned about, I know my bag is huge. So I
might have mentioned it in the email.
Mark commented on her large bag that she was obsessed nice. With in the background.
So she wrote, hello, Charlie here from TMZ, reaching out in regards to a copy of the recent interview with Margo Kidder. We want to post it. We want to know who to give the correct credit to. And I said, told her who to give credit. Where's the rest of it?
Papa's got a brand new bag. It's
and so I just happened to say on there, no problem. Please credit Drew and Mike Show, Center of the Eclipse. By the way, we watch TMZ Live every day before we start. I've become slightly obsessed with the giant purse on your desk. And we'd love to have you on the show
old
sometime.
Bag with old bag in it.
And then that's when she wrote about her giant purse. Giant purse is so embarrassing, but honestly, I have so much stuff. Makeup bag, my real purse, reminder binder. I know. Well,
shared some stuff with you.
I probably should just get a backpack.
And well, then, wait, but the question is, does it have to be behind her in the television shot?
I don't care.
Apparently
that's
there's
that,
no other place
important.
For the bag?
No.
Maybe they have theft in their office.
It's very possible.
On camera.
Well, anyway, I went back and forth with her and told her, well, you know, it's your calling card now, and the girl behind you has a much bigger bag.
Ooh.
Oh, that's right.
And then in the end, I thanked her and told her I was crushing on her glasses today.
Man.
She's wearing glasses she hasn't worn before. Wow. So we made a new best friend at TMZ, hopefully.
Yeah, she has to get, apparently interviews have to be approved, but...
But that's not because of her, that's because of Harvey,
I guess. Well, anyway, so I thought, after I saw it was on the website, I thought, Margo is so far down on the show list on the left-hand side, because they tell you what exactly is coming, mm-hmm. which has been a big radio thing where they, oh, we're talking about the latest poll about Patricia at 7:32, which I thought that was dumb, because that says... Oh, I want to hear that, but you guys suck right now, so I'll just come back at 7:30. That's the way I talk.
What did you say?
Everybody does that now. Yeah.
But people call appointment listening.
Ah.
I don't
know. I hate the appointment
I don't hear Howard
speech.
Stern doing it, and he's got 30 million listeners, yeah. So apparently you can do it. You can survive without appointment. Is everyone really do it? I didn't hear Chuck and Dave do it. I actually listened to them for 45 minutes.
Oh, no, I meant like on TV. You 45 see
minutes.
All the time, rundowns.
Yeah, on TV, I think it makes more sense.
Possibly. 45 minutes.
Back to TMZ Live, Margot Kidder, who played Lois Lane in the Superman movies in the 70s and 80s, died over the weekend at her home in Livingston, Montana. She was found. Police got a call to go do a welfare check. They went there on Sunday and found her. She was already dead when they got into the house. So still unclear exactly when she died because
Charles
we don't know how long it had been since someone had seen her. But she had a very
rough life.
Very rough life. Had battled bipolar disorder.
I don't know if you guys remember,
but in the mid-90s.
Yeah. She had this incident where she was homeless.
Homeless for several days. She was found in someone's...
In someone's house?
Someone's yard, actually.
Was
in the backyard?
Yard,
yeah. And after that, she became an advocate for mental health issues and, was very public about her battle because she wanted to help others. But as far as what caused her death, they don't know yet.
We don't know. Yeah. However, just 4 days before she passed away, she was on the Drew and Mike show and she did a radio interview with them and she said that she had been battling a flu.
We have a clip of it here, Charlie, but this
don't
was
Charlie
just 4
off.
Days before she was found dead.
Where are we talking to you, Margo? Are you at home?
Yeah, I'm in bed with flu in Livingston, Montana.
Pause one second.
And puking.
I can't believe they're having... Why are they having closed caption on there? The whole interview is closed captioned and says the Drew and Mike Show at the top, which rocks.
Yes, it does.
And then underneath it, it says, and puking about every hour and a half.
No, it's not fun. Okay, sorry. Just want to point that out.
About every hour and a half. It's not fun. No.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Maybe you got some of that bad lettuce.
We don't eat lettuce in Montana, dear.
Well, she still had her sense of humor.
Was kind of funny. We don't know if there's a connection.
Yeah, we don't know if there's a connection, but it was interesting that she was going through that. And she was 69 years old, so 69. Look, it's not unheard of that flu could cause that.
It can.
Someone at that
shop
age,
is closed up, though, as we found out.
It's very sad. It's just sad because, you know, you think of her in that movie, and she's so amazing. Yeah.
She was fantastic as Lois Lane.
I don't think there's ever
been an actress that combined.
Are we done on the show? Because if we're done with us, I don't care anymore.
No, there's more.
Comic books. She was strong.
I think there is more.
Also, the chemistry between the two of them was
fantastic.
Was really amazing.
That you couldn't have done a better job. And I don't want to, you know, pee on DC right now. But you couldn't you couldn't have done a better job right there. And to have lost them both, man, it's like it's a blow to my childhood.
By the way, their chemistry
was great.
She said during that interview where she was promoting, she's supposed to be doing a Comic-Con thing in Detroit coming up in a few days. But they asked her about Christopher Reeve, and she actually said he was a jerk. She said, and she goes, he was a jerk at first. She says they didn't get along at first, but that they, you know, over the course of making the movies, became much closer.
Be careful, Charles.
That's what she said. I'm just telling you what she said.
You don't repeat everything you hear, Charles.
Yeah, be careful.
Gosh.
I don't know, maybe Kanye was right.
She said it.
Oh, no. Wow. Well, this is the second time on TMZ, so made it on there with... Was it Dykstra?
Lenny.
And Charlie Sheen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Would the Pierre Trudeau thing be... Is that out there?
It's out there.
Yeah.
It was out there?
There's photos of them together.
Okay.
But most importantly, check this out.
You're very fun to talk to.
Yes. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey. Oh, she's great.
Yes, she is. I think I was saying goodbye as the click was.
Saying goodbye as she hung up.
Yeah,
but I didn't complete it.
I think, Mark, I think you started it immediately as she hung up.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's great.
It all depends on that first syllable, that first...
I mean, does the word have to be completed before the click?
It seemed like,
is it on the telephone?
Because it benefits you. You can't vote on that.
Any way of hearing it.
Is it going Twitter down poll. The
does
line?
The click need to be, does the word need to be completed before the click? Will you put that out there, Joe? Just as that, does the word need to be completed before the click? Yes or no?
I think it's got to be at least 50%, more than 50% completed.
I like Trudy sneaking that one in there, too.
Yeah,
I did.
I wasn't really.
Yeah, with that in mind, but
really on my mind. But
my mind.
wonder how he's doing. We should call him.
Why he might go to
studio?
Which way am I going to vote though?
For what?
Does the word need to be completed before the click?
Vote honestly.
No.
Dear Ben and Jennifer,
no.
I dedicate this song to your love, your life, and your happiness. May it truly be.
Forever love is so hard to find. It always seems to slip right through our hands. Forever love is always on
my mind.
Here's a song by a gay guy.
He really acted like this song was a big hit.
It was
like on
his world.
On his circuit. People requested it
at the Vermont Teddy Bear Factory show.
Is that where he played?
Oh yeah,
right.
Oh yeah, that was a big show. Always on Valentine's Day.
But by far the most fascinating thing about what was his name? His last name is James.
Vincent James
was the fact that he answered his studio phone music.
Yeah,
and his home phone hello
music.
So and we tested it for a long time. I think he either disconnected that phone or stopped answering the phone music because of us.
All right, now we have to call him.
All right.
Do you have his number?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
My mind.
I would give a significant amount of money to hear him answer the phone music. Hall Financial Hotline opens up for Vincent James. This is the kind of spontaneity you only hear on this program. We're calling him to find out if he still answers the studio phone with the word music.
I got two numbers. Does one look more familiar than the other?
Which one says music next to it?
Neither.
Just do the first one.
No studio?
Well, we'll know if he answers and says, house, that's his home number. Or mobile.
Mobile.
Because he would pronounce it mobile.
I wonder if he's still, because he was doing music full time then, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, well, God, I hope the studio's still active.
I believe there was consideration that the song might make a return with Jen Garner in the
That's right. Well, he didn't have to change a word. Oh, no.
The number you dialed is not in service.
It did not work out, though.
Oh, no, the studio.
It didn't seem that the Jennifer Garner thing made it take off. He was on Wireless Flash, wasn't he, originally? Isn't that where we found him?
I think so. Probably.
all the most ridiculous interviews that turned out to be very entertaining were from Wireless Flash.
Brandon and I were going through, you know, we just have these lists of numbers.
Dr. Zodacat.
Yeah.
Monica Lewinsky.
Well, Dr. Zodacat might have been on The Exchange. What was it called?
Oh, was it?
Radio Star.
Okay.
Radio.
I think you got it. I think you got to get a straight gig.
Straight gig doing what? Working at the Vermont Teddy Bear.
Hi, this is Vincent. I can't get to the phone right now. Please give your name and a phone number, and I'll call you right back.
I am so good at music.
Please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Vincent, it's that show in Detroit that always wants to know if you're in the studio and still answering the phone. Music! Just kidding. Actually, it's kind of serious. But anyway, give us a call off. Get a chance. Thanks.
Been a while. Good to hear
from
you.
Hope you're doing well. See
you. Bye. Just in case.
Oh, Trudy! Oh, man. Oh, now I hope he dies.
The great thing is about music.
So genius.
It's so easy.
Oh, boy.
Music.
Okay, so I'm reading Deadline Detroit today, just because Charlie had something I thought was going to be on there.
Let off.
Yeah. And he's going to be on this show Wednesday talking about his new Charlie.
As opposed to your friend, Charlie.
Charlie from TMZ.
Well, you know, for clarity.
And I bumped into the Michael James piece. And Mike the James. Tribe Sports, that's a Cleveland online sports thing? Is that true?
I guess. I don't know.
He wrote for the Daily News, New York Daily News, wrote for ESPN and the Detroit News. And he wrote a long piece about, just I'll read a little bit of it. As explanations go, sometimes I didn't do anything wrong simply isn't enough, especially when you've been accused of rape or sexual harassment or assault. Not when you're a public figure like Matt Patricia, the Lions' new head coach. And when you give an explanation, not acceptable to hide behind lawyer speak, it's never good policy to subtly slander the accuser in the process. Even when leaning on a constitutionally protected presumption of innocence, such as explanation is required to be fluid and transparent. Because in the case of Matt Patricia, college buddy and football teammate, names him and the publicly anonymous woman who accused them, for all the various and sundry hurried details of his involvement in that 96 rape allegation case, this much is clear. Something happened.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard the details, a recent bombshell Detroit News expose, Patricia and Dietrich, Theta Chi, frat brothers and teammates,
what happened?
Were accused of rape by a woman the pair met on a Texas beach while visiting South Padre Island during spring break 96. They were arrested, charged, even indicted by a grand jury, but the case fell apart when the complainant wouldn't testify. Patricia and Lyons, who didn't uncover this potentially damning detail during supposedly in-depth vetting, claim he never got the opportunity to defend himself. Team executives say it eluded them during a background check that only searched for criminal convictions. But the case falling apart due to the reluctance of a woman to testify does not point to his innocence. Having not been in the Texas Radisson hotel room 22 years ago. Was it Radisson? I didn't realize it was Radisson.
I didn't know that. I just thought it was high end.
I have no idea what transpired. What I'm sure of, though, is that there is a reason her allegations against the pair were taken seriously enough by authorities for them to have been actually charged with a crime. There's also reason for a grand jury felt there was evidence to recommend proceeding to trial. In 2018, the fact that trial never occurred does not mean nothing occurred. It does not mean, as Patricia's lawyer suggests, it was a false claim. It does not mean the public is now entitled, is not entitled to know more about what actually precipitated during the then 21-year-old woman to go to police with these allegations. It's for all this reason, in my estimation, that Patricia owes more of an explanation than the one he gave after the Detroit News story unearthed the decades-old claim.
I mean,
then mentions Bill Cosby, Kevin Spacey.
It's almost semantical. Does he owe it? No, but it would probably help him to explain it better. Because, as we've said, that press conference...
If no one speaks up...
There
are five people that could speak up. There's a nurse, there's a witness, there's
a friend.
The nurse
did, and she said, you know, we can't comment on it.
Right, because of HIPAA.
But if a woman comes in... It's usually something.
I'm not sure why the nurse can't say anything, by the way. That's...
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. It's funny. It's interesting how protected Matt Patricia seems in this instance. And not that I'm dying to know more.
But this is what we're talking about. There's a lot of nuance to it. It's not... There's people that are like, nothing happened. Let's just watch some football. And then there's people that are like, he raped somebody. He should be fired and never heard from again. Which I don't think any of us... agree with either side of that, but I don't like the idea of nothing happened, I'm innocent, next. It seems like he's straining to do some explaining.
I felt that his explanation suggests that almost like he flushed the toilet while she was in the shower and she got him back by calling in a fake rape charge. I mean, the way he explained
it. Yeah, but he's acting like he wasn't even in the room.
Yeah, that's kind of how I took it. When you say that I was found innocent, it didn't happen. What's more important is not what happened, but what didn't happen. I don't know. And again, I keep going back to the two dudes. Sorry. But it's just when two guys are indicted for raping the same girl at the same time, the same. I mean, I assume it's the same event. It's not like Matt Patricia allegedly raped her at 6 o'clock and the other guy at 10 o'clock, right? I mean, they're together. They burst in the room together, allegedly. That's what she said.
That night.
How does it work so there's no police report anymore?
Well, there's a paper police report. They are looking for it.
What about
and believe me, there's some people praying that they don't find that because that's not going to look good.
If the case is dismissed, does that mean the indictment, it just goes poof and it's gone forever?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I mean...
They just delete it from everything?
You know, but you can't erase the fact that a grand jury felt as you go forward. And that's not a huge thing, but it's not a small thing either. Well, it is a huge thing. Absolutely, it's a huge thing. He had $20,000 bond.
Yeah.
That's a high bond.
Pretty hefty bond.
What happened? What was that all about?
But that could be because he wasn't from there in the spring break.
Yeah, but he's on the RPI football team. He's,
sure.
You know,
well,
not a person that's going to leave the country.
But once again, he just said, look, something happened. It was consensual or it's not. It didn't happen the way she described it. I apologize.
I was more. You know,
it was 22 years ago. It's crazy. I was a kid.
I was more bothered
case
by.
Was dismissed.
I was more bothered by his self righteous tone that someone wanted to hurt me, and threw this out there to hurt me and my family, and I didn't do anything. I just felt it. It said that and maybe the woman is full of shit. I don't know, but it would be nice to know. It'd be nice to. I mean, a little explanation. When you're that indignant, it seems to me something more should be known. I was never in the room. It was mistaken identity. I don't know. I don't even know the girl. I never, you know, I was stunned. I was completely taken. I think it was false identity. I don't know. Something.
How much of this matters, do you think?
I think it matters. That's a good question. Well, when I really sort of...
Because you don't want him fired.
No, I don't think I want him fired. No, I would say 99%.
Dismissed.
99%. I don't want him fired. I don't know. I don't even know what really happened. So it's very. I don't know. It's all very weird. This is really one of the. Isn't this a weird story?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't seem to be much.
Nobody understands it.
Yeah. No. I agree.
But if the point is to see, you know, what do we learn from it? Where do we go?
Because there's a part of me that says. He did a good job at the press conference. That's the media part of me saying, if he starts going off, if he starts saying too much, then he's sort of getting into possibly trouble. Well, now you say that. What about this? he clearly shut down when they said, "Were you in the room?" Yeah. It was like that. Everything was like, "This thing is over real fast."
Yeah. I don't know. It keeps getting legs.
I thought honestly that if there was a victim of, in any way, shape, or form, and
besides the alleged victim.
Well, let's say the girl was really, really drunk, and she agreed to do something that she wouldn't normally do. Then I wouldn't say she's a victim, but I would say that that's not a good reason to have sex with somebody, especially with another dude.
Wait, say that again.
I keep mentioning the other dude. Let's just say she was really hammered and she agreed to have sex with both of them.
Yeah.
That's.
Would you go to the hospital?
I, you know, again, this is all speculation. It's just so weird to even be talking about because we know,
but it happens.
I know something fucked up happened.
In general, it happens. Usually they're not reported sexual assaults. And when they are, a lot of times they don't show up to court and it gets dismissed. That it tends to be the norm.
I don't, you know, what's weird though is would they have taken that to a grand jury if they didn't think, if they had any doubt the girl was going to show up?
Oh, if they had doubt that she would show up, no.
Yeah.
Oh, why would they waste
their
time?
Clearly she changed her mind at some point. Yeah. Why she changed her mind, I don't know.
Because that's a tough thing.
What do you think, Trudy? Is this something, are we belaboring this?
I'm wondering if there's some reason she didn't want to be known.
Now or then?
Then. Possibly family.
Sexually assaulted by two football players?
You know.
That's embarrassing.
It sucks. It's not... No, I wouldn't want anyone. I'm just saying myself. I'm thinking I probably wouldn't want anyone to know it.
Could she possibly be someone who had a lot to lose back then, when they were? Is she a student?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Maybe she had a boyfriend. I don't know.
Sure, all that's possible.
Maybe she was engaged to be married. I mean,
and
who knows?
Some situation happened, and like maybe in your scenario, where you're wondering if maybe a little too much alcohol was concerned, like Brandon.
Well, that too. That's embarrassing.
Break. Then, you know, initially she's feeling, you know, assaulted, and then after thinking about it and ramifications, possibly.
What do you think is harder to do? Go to the hospital after it happens and talk to police, or going to court and going forward? I mean, those would both be really, really hard.
Going to court.
Yeah, going to court.
I think so,
I would
too.
Think.
Yeah. But would you do the other things if you didn't feel like you were assaulted?
I don't think so. No,
you might do that, and then you might have a series of different thoughts about the entire scenario. Mm-hmm. And
that's what
you want to go through with all of that, or whether you just want to walk away and forget it, whatever it was.
Let's put it on a Twitter poll.
This fits in nicely with the other ones. Be a nice flow, wouldn't it?
Yeah, why not?
Sorry to whoever doesn't like that. I'm just making like
boo hoo.
Stop it!
But this whole conversation is a result of this sort of, you know, what matters is that it didn't happen. What do you mean didn't happen? It came of I was made out of cloth, and because follow-up story told us that five people testified. When we read about those five people, all of a sudden it gets a little more real.
Yeah,
and a little less. That was
too.
A crazy misunderstanding, which is. Well, I mean, he almost sounds like he's mad at the girl, honestly. That's sort of how I took the press conference.
I think he's pissed at the story that it's out now.
Yeah, but
I also
didn't catch any sensitivity towards the well,
zero.
Whatever she is, the victim or the person who agreed to have sex or the person who made it. I don't know what that person is.
Yeah.
That's what makes me a little crazy when I think about it. So anyway, I read this long story, and I just read part of it, and it's long, by Mike James. And I wish I could remember who Mike James is.
Former basketball player.
I remember him. I remember the Piston player. He's a good long-distance shooter.
Everybody UCL. Mike James at him in the Rick James fashion.
He bombed away against the Pistons a couple times, too.
Mm-hmm.
So just reading the comments here, it's interesting what people say. It's high time for the personal lives of those who report to be thoroughly investigated. A byline makes one a public figure. That's the Village Malcontent.
Wait. Meaning the accuser?
The writer of the story.
Oh.
Yeah. Should be thoroughly investigated.
What?
And then the next person says, investigate on. Somehow I've made it an entire lifetime without being accused of, charged, or arrested for rape allegations. Next person, it's high time you didn't try to change the subject. You're a bully. Ha, ha, ha. So by journalistic standards, if there are any public figures are guilty until proven innocent.
You freaking bully, you coward.
Did anyone say Matt Patricia was guilty? If you're going to comment, make sure to understand what's being said. Next person. Suggesting that the victim fabricated the story is pure cowardice. Thank you. I agree. He does not owe you anything except I did not do it. If he did not, no one has to take blame for something they did not do. To do anything more, if you're innocent, is only to please some arrogant fool like you that thinks everyone has the answer. Everyone has to answer to you until there's some real evidence. Leave him alone. No, wait a second. He knows what the evidence is. Mm-hmm. He knows. Don't act like
we're
all discovering it at the same time.
They're talking about the reporter. And you're right. You know, he's not a public figure. He doesn't really owe it to anybody. He's not our employee, but it might help him out if he came out. Because, God, what if this friend of the accuser who was scheduled on the witness list decides to come out and tell the whole story as she knows it? It's not going to look good.
I would say, I would think, honestly, if this were a true event, as the girl puts it, and she merely was afraid to go to court for whatever reason, mm-hmm. a lot of reasons, that one of the five people that were mentioned in the Detroit News follow-up story would speak up. If they were all reached, I would think one of them would feel someone should say something.
If they can.
Yeah, they're all signed non-disclosure agreements.
No, well, there are no non-disclosure agreements. There are none.
So
we're told. We're told there are nothing of the sort. No money is exchanged hands.
Are you allowed to disclose a non-disclosure? I know the Stormy Daniels thing is completely...
No, that's a great question.
You're not supposed to, are you?
No.
Because that implies that there's something to...
But there's nothing except for HIPAA, and the nurse cannot say anything. But the nurse did examine
her.
We know the nurse examined her.
Can the officer say
anything? Yeah, they can say something, sure. They can say what
if they're still employed, though, are they? They're not allowed to speak.
They're just describing what happened. Yeah, they're.
I mean, if Charlie Neff needs to be cleared by TMZ, I would think an officer would need to be cleared by his department.
I would think they could get cleared to talk about it. Whether they'll want to, because it is a football coach for the Detroit. I don't know. I mean, that's.
Might want to, maybe because they've lost the report. If they can't find it.
Oh, I think if they find the report, then I think it's a whole new ballgame.
Yeah.
And that could be really weird if they find the report. There's apparently a paper report that may exist.
I don't know.
What?
Very suspicious.
He's suspicious.
So many different ways, yes.
Amplify. What are you suspicious
of? He's suspicious.
Does that police department, because they have so many situations going on with college students coming there year after year after year, they have a lot of tendencies to possibly lose paperwork.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Yeah, I remember... That's funny. I hadn't really thought about that, because there are cases much older than that where evidence clearly exists, although those are usually convictions. Well, no, they're not. No, they're cold cases.
Or they've gone further in the investigation.
Hold on a second. I've watched more... cold cases, 40, 50 years old. There was a murder in 1964, I want to say, in Illinois that was on 48 hours. They convicted a guy after 50 years, 53 years or 52 years, I think. And they still had stuff, and they were able to contact people that were still alive, and they convicted this guy who was on his last leg.
Look at Golden State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as far
that sure
back.
Is a mystery.
No, I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't know why I accepted that. I did. I just, it's not on the computer anymore. It's crazy.
Right.
Yeah, that sure is a mystery.
That is a little weird.
Sometimes, don't they?
I just started getting a clue.
Could someone...
Oh, that's giving me a clue.
Should someone explain down there where that went?
And how many other are missing?
Yeah,
I've got a raging clue right now. seriously, I have such a raging clue right now.
Oh, by the way, Mark,
yeah,
off the subject.
Uh-oh.
Did you see the great drop I saw in GMA this morning?
Yes. Oh, awesome.
What? Which one?
I'll cue it up.
703. He was talking about
the
lava in Hawaii.
Oh.
And the toxins or something.
Oh.
He was in his car. But I thought
she.
I oh she. That was a she?
I thought so. Well, it's funny. I was speeding through to find it because, you know, 703 could be anywhere around there. And yeah. as soon as I saw the person, I'm like, oh, it's got to be her. Oh, maybe it's a guy. Maybe it is a
guy talking. I thought
put it on the Twitter poll. Guy or girl?
I thought
that Drew saw.
I thought it was an effeminate sounding dude, but that's okay.
I watched the Today Show coverage, so I missed it.
You're the smart one. I don't know why anybody watches the Emmy Award-winning GMA.
Is that a girl?
I don't know. Maybe that is a guy now.
We're it's a guy.
We're both like flip flopping.
From cracks in the blacktop and lava creeping just cool. a mile away from this geothermal plant, the 60,000 gallons Whoa. Of flammable chemicals stored there removed, but residents still on edge.
I don't want to get smogged out with geothermal blowout toxins.
This drone video shot over.
Is that not a killer drop?
I think it's a girl.
You think it's a girl?
That's a guy.
I vote girl.
That's a guy. I vote guy.
I love the drop either way.
That mystery.
Okay, put it on the Twitter poll. Seriously. Was that a girl or a guy? Just put that.
Can you see play it again?
Oh, we should put the audio out on the Twitter poll.
Just a mile away from this geothermal plant,
that looks amazing.
The 60,000 gallons of flammable chemicals stored there removed, but residents still on edge.
I don't want to get smogged out with geothermal Wait. Blowout toxins.
Just stopped it.
This drone video.
Geothermal blowout toxins.
That's a guy. Look at his
That's
car,
a
though.
That's a girl,
That's
isn't
a girl.
It?
That's a girl.
Zoobs, what do you think? Is that a guy or a girl? You're the tiebreaker.
It sounded, yeah. it sounded like an effeminate.
And she's got one of the.
I don't want to be blown out.
One of the covers.
Can we see one more time, please?
And then and stop it so we can see what's in the car.
Yeah, I got to put my glasses on.
Removed, but residents still.
Sorry,
on
Eli.
Edge.
I don't want to get smogged out with geothermal blowout toxins.
This.
All right, let me pause it. You can kill the audio.
Yeah,
I think there's a pink purse or there's a pink
like
bag
facial,
in the back.
Like facial hair.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
I sterling doubt of that thought.
I'm sorry.
That guy, it's a guy.
What guy would have a chair cover like that? Look at the nails. Look at the nails.
Well, yeah, a woman.
Oh.
And okay, you can tell she's got a ponytail because it's kind of fallen off.
But dudes have bad ponytails.
Lovely teeth.
God,
there's something kind of masculine. I thought it was kind of an effeminate sounding dude.
But those glasses.
The glasses are sort of dudish, I thought.
The glasses could go either way, I guess.
That's a woman.
I think the mouth and the nose are kind of dude-y.
Yeah, eyebrows.
But then where's the Adam's apple?
Wait, why is that mouth and nose dude-y?
I don't know why. I don't know. This is work. It just looks like a dude's face
it
to
does.
Me.
It does.
And I thought maybe receding hairline in the, like, you know.
Yeah. Like, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It does look very dude-y.
Doo doo and feces.
Hmm.
But what's in the back seat there?
The Adam's apple is disappointing. There's no Adam's apple. Or is there.
Who would know with that turkey neck?
No. Yeah. Oh, boy. There's definitely the long nails and then the pink bag in the back.
Oh, the
seat cover.
I saw it. I was riding an exercise bike at 7:03 in the morning when I saw this. And I was like, there's a drop. I wasn't thinking I was going to have to justify my gender choice.
I don't know. The nails kind of seal it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
In numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go.
Great musical choice.
I hate this song.
Because I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down.
How was Helen Reddy a star?
I know. She's awful.
It was horrible. She had a TV show. Didn't she have a variety show or something?
God, they were so hard up for talent back then, weren't they?
They were. I know. Anita Bryant. I don't know where she came up. Somebody put something on Twitter like from the 70s, and it was Anita Bryant complaining about gays.
Uh-huh, yeah. She was very conservative.
She was very concerned about gay people. Really
and orange juice.
Yes, yeah. Well, she kept her gig as the orange grower's spokesperson, even though she railed against gays.
I know.
Killed
orange juice for the gay population of Florida.
Going back to Margot Kidder, I just happened to check the TMZ comments under the story that used the quotes.
Uh-huh.
What happened? It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Oh.
And then some other...
what happened?
Sincere condolences. Knock it off.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Rest in internal peace, Margot. Another premature death due to smoking. Boy, is that a leap.
Died.
Wait, I didn't even know she smoked.
These are the TMZ comments.
So. Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised it hasn't gotten
Trump's
really racist
be in there
yet.
Any second. Yeah. Trump's got to be in there any second.
Very beautiful, good-looking lady. Still a long way to go.
Look at her.
What?
Flu Fighters, way better than the Foo Fighters. How long have you been waiting to crack out that gem? Very sad. She had a rough time. Getting the flu when you're old can be a very bad deal. Sincere condolences to the families. Oh, boy. I thought we would have had more. Oh, here you go. She was bipolar and thus a Democrat activist. She said she only became an American so she could vote against America.
Oh, really?
Hey, I listen to that podcast every day. I remember them talking to her. She was in good spirits, but she didn't sound very sick. Wish she would have gotten herself checked out. R.I.P. She was a blast to listen to with the hosts. Very entertaining and really looking forward to coming to
Detroit. Don't be afraid to plug the show.
Frowny face. And then the first comment underneath from Jim Bentley was the YouTube link. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you.
And then the response. It's not all about you, sweetheart.
You are so generous. Thank you.
She said she was hurting very badly. In reality, she was puking every 45 minutes.
She's a cool chick with a hot ass.
Oh, my God. We
45 minutes.
Our audience is so loud.
Love it. Flu shots don't work.
Oh, nice.
Our audience can be frighteningly loud at times. I was a little worried about the YouTube people getting picked on.
Yeah.
Briefly.
Oh.
It passed, but, you know, when it's a 9-year-old or a 3-year-old, it...
Well, thumbs down, Ryan was a great sport about
it. Was awesome.
It was. Yeah. Great sport
I think we built character in that kid.
Unlike that dick in Europe. Was his name Mike James?
Oh, my God. I forgot about that guy.
I feel like we should revisit him. Here's another comment. I only wish she would have coughed on Donald Trump before she passed away.
Jesus.
And then the comment underneath that. Better yet, she should have locked you in a room with her for a week. Quite possibly we could all be rid of another ignorant snowflake such as yourself.
Nice comeback.
Oh, my
locked Lord. In a room with her for a week.
And then Bentley, hey, check out the whole interview. Not saying there were any substances, but she was very loose-lipped. Hilarious, actually. Sad story, but the interview may give you an idea of how she's doing. And Jim linked it again. Thank you, Jim.
Nice going, Jim.
And then the response to that, is it in 3D?
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Oh, that's funny as hell. Wow, I can't believe how many people went to the site to see it and commented.
Maybe instead of making a phone call to a radio station and explaining your medical condition, you should have called your doctor, you think?
Yeah!
The reply to that underneath it is, nah. Someone actually typed, nah.
Someone really commented that.
Yeah, really.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she should just have dropped her income opportunities.
Yeah.
Now what?
Person wrote, R.I.P. Louis Lane, L-O-U-I-S Lane, instead of Lois Lane, Louis Lane. Louis. The response underneath it, Louis, Louis, oh, we gotta go.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Lots of celebrities get addicted to flu shots, in the response, especially when they're laced with opiates or cocaine. And then... flu, a.k.a. drug addiction.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
People jumping all these conclusions.
TMZ comments are the worst.
They are.
The worst.
They really are.
You know what's amazing? I can't believe how many racist things are allowed on there. I would think they'd be pulled.
Yeah,
what, do they get something out of that?
Free thinkers. No, I don't think they monitor it. They don't care.
I seriously would have thought some of that stuff would have just been yanked. It's so bad. It's like every story.
Yeah.
Except, and I've found... call me crazy, I've found that you can really determine, and TMZ, of course, is all about what's a hot story. They don't really care if it's a good story. It's got to be a hot story. Margot Kidder, the only way she's getting on TMZ today is if she died. I hate to say it. No, I'm serious.
No, you're probably
right. That's a shitty thing to say, but it's true. You know it's true.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, look how far down her death was.
I know. And then you'll
behind
see.
Other things like the Kardashian baby, True.
Yeah.
By the way,
they will do
that's
anything.
An ugly baby.
To keep the Kardashians on TMZ, anything. They interviewed the NBA wives today to talk about Khloe's predicament.
Boring.
Because she likes basketball players, and she's with one who cheats on her. So the NBA wives have the show on VH1, which does very well, by the way.
Mm. Oh, they have to deliberate? It's like a jury?
Yes. They had two of them. But I notice that when you see someone less on TMZ, Britney Spears, for example, used to be on there all the time.
Yeah.
The last time I saw her on TMZ, there were four comments.
Oh.
And it had been up. I know. It's like, oh, she's over. She's done. Well, she's done on TMZ. She's not hot.
Nah.
And Johnny Manziel, who used to get thousands of comments, doesn't get very many.
Ooh.
He's 2 years out of the league.
And it's his usual thing. Everybody's yeah. used to his stupid behavior. Hey, at the risk of thanks for listening to the podcast yesterday, the little Tay update.
Oh, we did not know.
Not on the
air. Talk about that?
No, thanks for listening to the podcast for that one.
Yes.
Little Tay, her mom lost her real estate license.
And where did this happen?
I got no license, but I still drive this sports car, bitch.
In Vancouver.
Vancouver, yeah. Not Los Angeles. No, she's not a star.
Okay, I don't know why everyone who follows her didn't unfollow her today. Because it's obviously a joke. The mother even said that she's acting.
Mm-hmm. But wasn't that obvious to begin
with? No, of course it was. But honest to God, it's...
But they discovered it because the people whose house all of those... Yeah. Outbursts were filmed in.
Yeah, where she's acting like she's so rich and you're so poor.
Or one of her mother's listings. And so her mom lost all her listings.
Yeah. This shit uh-huh. costs more to your rent. My toilet costs more to your rent. Everything in my bathroom costs more to your rent.
More and your rent. Her geography was off too. Wasn't she say she said she was overlooking the Pacific Palisades or some area
yeah,
in LA?
Yeah, exactly.
Vancouver.
She also did something getting in and out of a red car, a red sports car.
Yeah.
That was the real estate, her mother real estate agent, her one of her listings, but it was their car. So they saw their car and their condo, their $3 million condo in that Instagram post, and they got pissed.
Like, what the F's happening there? And well, at least it wasn't porn being shot, but.
Do you want to hear her new Instagram post?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
She's driving a car because, you know, she's nine.
She actually driving?
Yeah, and there's a dog in the passenger seat wearing
sunglasses.
She's
in the driver's seat.
Yeah, it's a Rolls Royce.
The car's moving?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
All y'all grown-ass men hating on a 9-year-old. I
True.
Ain't got no license, but I drive 400 racks on this car. Bitch, y'all don't even have a car.
Yeah, Drew.
I ain't got no license, but I be driving this around. I bought this car, bitch. Y'all saying I rent my cars? Bitch, hell no, I don't rent my car. If I rent my car, do you think I'll be doing this?
Oh, you just use somebody else because she's kicking a Rolls Royce. What an idiot.
Get your money up before you start hating on me, bitch. Low
tech,
rich, I'm finna get richer.
Bro. Oh, she dented the rolls.
Don't you kind of wish it were one of those cars that had come out of park accidentally?
And ran her over.
That would have been the best video.
She was...
Okay.
This response, June 1st is National Unfollow Little Tay Day. Let's get her under 100,000 from 1.8 million. Hating on her is just going to make her bigger.
That's a great idea.
I saw a post last night. I'm embarrassed to say. I clicked on a post of Little Tay. She was getting out of her sports car.
Yeah.
And she and some other guy who was in the passenger seat, I think. Anyway, they're in this garage, and she's yelling.
Who's that dude?
Hey, bitch, whatever. And then she said something to this other person.
Is it this one? She's revving the Ferrari.
I think
there's
that,
some
that might
there.
Be it. Yeah, blonde hair.
Bitch, I just bought a Lamborghini. Y'all bitches can't afford this shit, okay? I'm only 9 years old, but I'm the youngest flex of the century. Me and my boy Jake Paul out here.
Oh, no, it's Jake Paul.
Tell him what's up, Jake.
You asshole. Yeah, cool.
Jake doesn't even know how to make it rain. Look at.
I'm the youngest flex of the century, and I'm only 9 years old. What are y'all doing with your lives? Y'all only hating on me because y'all broke angelic.
Yeah, Drew.
Okay. I'm embarrassed to say I went back and watched her make it rain again. She is good at making it rain. He is not.
Yeah.
He just, the money just falls out of his hand pretty much. She's one after another after another. She has really practiced making it rain.
What an asshole. Why is he on there? It's just to get her followers to him?
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
How nauseating.
I know, it's a joke. By the way...
Lil Tay out here on the top of Beverly Hills. I run this beat.
Yeah,
who
Drew.
Who is he doing to like Lil Tay? I'm the youngest one doing it. I run LA.
What are you doing?
I got shooters there, Quiet. There, here. I got shooters everywhere. No one gonna try cross Lil Tay.
Wouldn't that be great
if
she took
you.
One step backwards, Drew?
Lil Tay out
I have to admit I'm a bad person for secretly wishing the 9-year-old would fall off a cliff. Yeah.
Well, you don't want her to die. Just
fall off a cliff.
You know, be severely injured.
Okay, she makes references.
<Rose Bush. laughs>
Did you read the long story about her mother?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she makes references to drug dealing frequently.
Well, she pushes bricks.
Yeah, pushing bricks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a couple others.
While you're typing on your keyboard.
And so a lot of people are questioning, why would Child Protective Services not be involved? And then there are people suggesting that, well, this is entertainment, and she's like a child actor, and she's reading material just like Brooke Shields when she played a prostitute in Taxi Driver?
Oh, Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster, that's right. Yeah, what's the difference? And I don't know. I don't know about Child Protective Services, but I do know this.
It's an interesting question, though.
Yeah. Do people advertise?
Except the difference is that's a movie, and she's portraying this as real life.
Yes.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Without permission.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why anyone would want to warp their child like that. This kid really seems to get into the character.
There's just a lot of idiots out there, man.
What if she talks like that?
She knows how to rev a car.
So I could do that.
No, you can't.
Just put your foot
it's
on
been
it.
It's been rubber, baby.
A brand new Ferrari. Y'all haven't seen this car in your lives. I'm out here flexing on all y'all broke-ass haters. I got a $350,000 chain.
Yeah,
y'all
Drew.
Haven't seen this in your lives. I'm richer than all y'all broke-ass haters. Y'all grown-ass men hating on me because y'all broke and jealous. Y'all rappers out here, I ain't even started rapping yet, but I'm richer than you, bitch.
Duh.
I'm going to burn up the rubber with my Lamborghini.
There is something funny about the people yelling back on her on Instagram as if it's real.
Well, Bad Baby is pissed at her. Bad Baby, she and Whoa Vicky are friends. Bad Baby, I feel like I'm watching professional wrestling.
Yes.
Yeah, you kind of are. That's a great comparison.
Whoa Vicky and Bad Baby. How ridiculous.
Lil Tay just got verified. Y'all all said I wouldn't
it's
make it.
But
bitch, look, I'm verified now. Lil Tay, the youngest fucks of the century. Bitch, I just got verified.
Oh, she stuffed a cake in some guy's face.
Damn, what the hell?
That must be your dad.
That's her uncle.
Dang it. Or dad.
Oh, I'm going to the police. You're crazy.
Hey, shut your ass up, ugly ass boy.
Is she okay?
No. He keeps falling down.
It's not funny.
Should we call 911?
Shut your ugly ass up.
Oh my God!
Do people advertise on her Instagram? Is that possible?
I have not seen any. Well, who would advertise?
I can't imagine. But I'm assuming 1.7 million
game.
People.
Yeah.
Oh God! Whatever.
She probably just wants to get a.
What happens when this idiot kid becomes 19 and no one gives a fuck about her Instagram, and all of a sudden she's just a regular dope, whose mother doesn't have a real estate license anymore?
Yeah,
she'll have to amplify year after year after year to do something more to get attention. Either that or because she's not getting attention, she gets depressed. And
Logan Paul in 5 years when no one cares because he's not
or
funny.
Or Jake Paul, either one
but
of
Logan
those
Paul's
turds.
The only, he's the one. I've seen
well,
his posts, which, by the way, get all these likes. And I'm like, but that's not funny. That's dumb. Mm-hmm. It's not even clever. It's not even remotely funny. His career is so dead in 5 years. What happens to him? Do you think he's saving his money and he can just retire at 25?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He'll be in more Disney. Wasn't he in Disney movie? Or Disney booted him, though.
Oh, yeah. He's done. Ah. No, he's cooked. As far as mainstream, I don't know. Are people going from Instagram to mainstream success? Is that real?
He was. He had a
but
Disney.
He didn't have real talent. He's not even that good looking.
Oh, no.
Who has, though?
What?
Judging
no, I
looks.
Don't want a room with him because I said he's
you're
not.
You're not curious for the balls.
The balls.
Has someone gone? Okay, I guess the Kardashians. No, they went from TV.
From
social media, all connected to the
a
TV.
Porn video.
Yeah.
Well, that's different. I can understand that
Yo,
success.
What's up? This Lil Tay, the youngest flexer of the century.
Yeah,
I'm
we got
be
it.
Talking the 8,000 about the fight between me, Vicky, and Bad Baby trying to sneak Vicky from the back. Like she tried to punch Vicky. You can't fight properly. You a pussy. She knew that I could smack her on the and I can destroy her. You were the one that called the cops.
You're grounded.
I'm
grounding
edits.
You.
I heard an edit in there.
There's tons of edits. And in the
that's bullshit.
In the description, in parentheses, it says, video released late because Lil Tay is on house arrest and the video is on her phone.
That's hilarious.
At least they're having fun with it.
It's kind of funny now.
I think this is funnier than wrestling, really.
A couple months ago, a bunch of people were reporting her videos when she was first kind of coming out. A bunch of people reported them, and so she this video has been removed from her Instagram, but she put this up basically trying to say,
Raina, I appreciate the
heavy research. I'm trying to spread positivity. If you don't like me, just positivity. Block me.
Oh, damn it. This is the remix.
Remix!
I should have known better. This is it.
I know y'all are Ricegum fans, but just stop reporting my videos. If you actually think Ricegum is beefing with a 9-year-old, then you just might want to think about that for a second. Me and Ricegum are friends. Just stop reporting my videos. I have a dream. I'm trying to make my mom proud. Like, y'all are here.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
You have a family. Go enjoy that. Why are you wasting your time reporting my videos and taking them down? I'm trying to chase my dreams. I'm trying to spread positivity. And y'all are just here hating on me.
Oh, positivity?
For no reason.
Really?
Me and Ricegum.
Who wrote this
friends.
Script? Why are you hating?
Like, I want to make my mama proud. You guys are not doing anything with your life.
Yeah, Drew.
You may
You're
not
talking
see
about pushing
it,
bricks. That would make your mom proud.
I'm trying to accomplish something. You guys are preventing me from that. All
yeah,
y'all
Drew.
Haters. Like,
Can
I'm
we report her video
to
right now?
My dreams. If you don't like
it's
me,
got two thumbs up, three thumbs down.
I didn't do anything to you.
It's still real to me, damn it.
I mean.
Okay.
What an idiot.
Wait, she's on. What is her Instagram, right?
Yeah, mainly.
Instagram, is, got a Instagram is okay with this.
Instagram's cool with everything except nipples.
You're okay with a 9-year-old talking about dealing drugs.
Yeah, it's all an act.
I don't know what to say.
1.8 million. That's
all I know is I just listened to it and I was amused. But
oh, it's really funny.
Hey, bitches, this Lil Tay.
And she's got 166,000 subscribers on
YouTube. Oh, she's sponsored by Harvard. You see that?
Harvard?
Yeah, Harvard University.
And Chanel?
Obama
and
called her the trapper of the century. It's quoted right on her YouTube. You see that? Trapper of the century, Obama. Now, I don't know if it's Barack Obama or if it's Obama Stevenson.
I agree.
He's a guy?
Maybe.
Oh, ridiculous.
Why not?
Huh. Okay. Okay, I should do the
Stevie,
break.
That's just scales.
I know, it really is the worst song. Now it'll be stuck
John
in my
Kerry
head.
John Kerry's song is pretty bad.
That one's tough to find. I got to find a clean Kerry. Version of that.
I think the Obama song's worse because, like Trudy just pointed out, it's just scales.
Yeah.
I know the words to the Kerry song are
catchy.
I'm just amazed that
it makes no sense.
Someone who wrote so many great songs would come up with something so lame.
So far, the only piece of audio I can find of the Kerry song is the piece of audio of you and Mike singing with it.
Mm. That's nice.
Well,
though.
That enhances it.
Do you want an update to the Twitter poll while you're looking for the reads?
Sure.
Who said goodbye to Margo last? It's very tight. Very tight race. Trudy 39%, Drew 38%. I'm lagging at 23. Woo!
And what about the word being said?
Yes, 62%.
Thank
no,
you, Twitter.
So that really boots me out.
Wouldn't that boot Trudy out, too?
No, because didn't she say goodbye? Oh, I don't know.
It's interesting, certainly, for the future. And the past. We might have to review...
That's some rules being...
We might have to review some final goodbyes to other dead people. Whether you have $11 trillion or $3 and something in change saved up, it's important to have a plan in place when saving for retirement. Some people may believe that it's never been worse, but the truth is there's never a bad time to reanalyze your current plan to achieve the retirement you want. Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748 for a no-obligation review of your financial strategy. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor, 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 48034 248 663 4700. And. Oh. I did this out of order, didn't I? That reminds me, sports betting. Supreme Court said sports betting in the state of Michigan, in any state?
That. Well, maybe. We should talk about it.
Wait, why not in Michigan?
The state has to pass it first.
I know, but why can't we?
I don't know. Would you ever have thought that you could legally get high and then go gamble on sports?
I know.
This soon, possibly.
How about that?
Possibly. It only makes sense. Bring it out of the dark.
Which amazes me more? I guess the getting high part. But, but both of them are amazing. They're both. Yeah. I would have never seen this coming.
Well, I think recreational marijuana would surprise me more. At least there's always been sports gambling.
This could change my participation level in Thursday night, Monday night, and Sunday night football.
Yeah,
it gives me a reason to get re-involved. Because if
football
is a good thing, but add a bet on top, and it makes a good thing better. Just like Homer says.
Yeah.
While you're high.
Well, that's a possibility.
Do you have
don't
to
act like you don't know about drugs
every day,
you do?
Every day of the week.
Wow.
I think I have a
betting
new
on Tigers.
I think I have a new
Tigers every day.
Favorite state representative, Robert Kozowski from Westland.
He's great.
Said he was jumping up and down with excitement after hearing the Supreme Court's ruling that overturned the law. Because he's got bills in front of the state to legalize sports gambling.
Well, he can hang his hat on that for a long time.
Well, it makes sense. Think of the revenue.
How much money? Yeah, what is the revenue level? Okay, can you imagine how bummed Las Vegas and Atlantic City are?
Too bad. Sorry. You've only had a head start for plenty of years.
Yeah. No state sales, no state tax in New Jersey or Nevada.
Wouldn't that be great if we could do that? Although they never would do that.
Boo-hoo, you had me and then you lost me.
Well, that's what's...
So there's 8 bills right now to expand gambling in the state in front of the House right now. 4 have gotten votes in committee, 3 that would allow internet gambling, and another that would allow legalized fantasy sports betting. Snooze. 4 others, including 3 that would legalize sports betting, period, and allow Michigan Lottery to handle those wages and other fantasy sports betting. Online gambling on things like poker could bring in $5 million in revenue in the first year, but after that...
Well, my nephew is so good at it.
Really?
Yes.
But after
that, a lot of money playing blackjack online. Oh, no, poker online.
Poker, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It could be a substantial amount that could go to roads and education.
He has 2 buddies who quit college because they knew that the door was closing on internet gambling, and they were making so much money playing poker online, they dropped out of college so they could just gamble away until the law was passed that stopped it. Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, not sure if they went back either.
DraftKings is all over this one. They sent me a bunch of emails already today.
Did they? Zotford's famous spring fling is finally here. It's been a long, cold winter in Holly, evidenced by Maz's bitching and moaning. Now that it's over and spring has sprung, they have lots of vehicles to get back on track. Mag's not the only one doing two-a-days now that the warm sun is shining bright. Maz doing two-a-days as well. 2 deliveries a day, that is. I hope he's doing 2 deliveries a day. He's missed so much work.
Yeah.
Always that end-of-the-month pressure with Maz.
He works better under pressure.
That's bullshit.
He's like a diamond.
He does seem to do better at the end of the month. He somehow pulls it together because I always go, oh, my God, he's only got 6 and there's a week left. And then, boom, he's got 14.
Shit, yeah.
To get this, by the way, one of his daughters has a playoff game tomorrow, so he's going to have to leave. He's hoping we can start the podcast early.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Really.
You butt out.
Brandon?
Okay. I'm down.
No, I'm not. Well, you're the guy that has the job. you do get here early.
Yeah, we can kick it off as soon as I get here.
Is his other job cool with him leaving late or leaving early to do this?
Apparently, it's not a problem. No, that's part time now, so I don't think it's a problem.
It's part time.
No, he's been on vacation. He's on field trips.
That's my dad.
He checks into the hospital just in case he has a cold.
You're fired.
You know what sucks? He's going to be mad at me for you saying that. It's not fair.
No, that was obvious parody.
Pound salt.
I mean, I think if he was full-time, he'd have been less inclined to check into the hospital. When you're part-time,
no
it's
one
not
gives
as big
a
deal.
Shit. Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe he's still full-time. Maybe checked in so he could hurry back to work. So he'd get better sooner.
Mark got me the job there.
Huh?
Don't feel good.
Zod Ford is a sign and drive lease on new select 18 Ford Escapes. Lease and all wheel drive Ford Escape for $222 a month. Zero cash due. And then they're dropping the price of the new 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4 is almost $13,000. If you want to buy an Ford F-150, I would think this is irresistible because we know they're going to be hard to get. I mean, that is a thing, isn't it? Isn't that for real? Omar goes on the Channel 4 News.
They're not going to mention it.
I would doubt it. 30% off Ford F-150s. And there is a shortage because there's a parts problem because of a plant fire.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, your wife's running to Target when blue jeans are on sale for 20% off. We're talking over 30% off brand new F-150s. See the scalding deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com, which is the name of the studio we're in, dealsinthed.com. And maybe we should blow in a call to Windsor. I don't know. Did you hear about the story out of Windsor?
Windsor, Canada?
Yeah.
I thought.
Or the House of Windsor for the royal Windsor wedding.
No.
That's the only Windsor.
No, because there's actually been some royal wedding news that I find hilarious.
That half-sister, by the way, is such a bitch.
And that's the news I'm talking about. She came forward to admit the fake paparazzi photos of Dad.
Yeah, were her idea.
Were her brilliant idea.
She also pointed out that she didn't get to go she didn't get to go to the first wedding. Nice of her to bring that up when a royal is marrying her divorced half sister.
And she's black. What if she said what she added that too?
And she was black.
And who? And then apparently Dad's not going now because Dad, who was in the stage photos, had a heart attack.
Fake.
I think that's totally fake.
That sounds absurd.
The royals going, no, you are not allowed.
Yes. You've had a heart attack.
No, I'm disinvited.
The half-sister pointed out that she didn't get to go to Meghan's first wedding because it was on a beach in Jamaica, and that would have been inconvenient for her wheelchair. It would have been too much trouble.
Right.
She almost made it sound like they said, hey, look, we would invite you, but it'd be way too much hassle with you and your fucking wheelchair and your disability. So you're not coming. It's not our fault. She didn't say it, put it that way, but I think that's what happened. In fact, I think they had a beach wedding in Jamaica so the half-sister couldn't come.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why they had the Jamaican beach wedding. I didn't think they had it on a beach in Jamaica. I think they had it in a church. They just didn't want to invite her.
Yeah, with perfect ramps.
The other guests are going, what beach in Jamaica? What's she talking about? Huh? Okay, the story from Windsor was a transgender girl wanted to get a wax job done at, what is it called? Oh, I never done the name of the business. I can't remember.
Mad Wax?
Mad Wax. That's right. In Windsor. Can you look them up? Look up their phone number?
Yeah.
We should call them. Anyway, they said they didn't have any staff that could deal with
wax around a penis?
I guess that's what they said.
Yes.
They said they had a female working, but she was a practicing Muslim who cannot have contact with males outside of her family, which is interesting.
That's the only person that works there?
Well, no, they said somebody was on sick leave. They had a male waxing person who was on sick leave. I don't think male waxing is a huge part of their business. But
okay, well, that was my other question. If you're a dude, can you go get waxed?
I mean, you can, but their person was on leave.
Well, then does this person need to be waxed immediately? They couldn't wait till leave was done?
I guess they were so offended to be treated as a male because of their genitalia when she said she's a transgender woman. I mean, does that mean she has a penis, but she is... I'm not trying to be a jerk here.
Yeah.
If she has a penis, I mean, that genitalia does mean something different to the people who...
Someone working down there?
Yeah, I think.
That's a workaround.
Well, they didn't...
Yeah, that's a...
I guess the question is, did they deny your service, or did they say, hey, you got to wait till the penis waxer's back?
I think they said without the male waxing person there, they could not do it that day.
Oh, so they just chose the wrong word.
Anyway, she says that her dignity has been harmed, and she wants $50,000.
For dignity?
Wait, her dignity only cost $50,000?
I guess it was damaged $50,000 worth.
Oh, okay. Dented.
Apparently. And you know what? I feel like, you know, when I turn on Good Morning America and the lead story is a black girl that fell asleep in a dorm room and a white girl who's a pain in the ass calls the police. It wasn't the lead story. It was like, it was in the mix of the top stories. The Starbucks story. I think some people take that the wrong way as, if I have a little beef, it's a big deal, and this is going to be a huge story, and you're going to regret it, and I'm suing. Because I think this is, frankly, you have a person's religious beliefs coming up against her transgender rights.
Now, this story says that they don't even have a male waxer. I have no male waxer.
That's not what the Windsor Star story said. No. They said they had a male waxing person who was on sick leave. So maybe he was bullshitting. I don't know. Let's call him.
Well, they are closed on Mondays.
Oh, they are.
Oh, yeah.
We can give it a shot.
No, they all salons are.
Do they quote the owner, though. I think, do they have his name? You want to see if he's listed?
Brothers.
By the way, this no contact with males outside her family. What does that mean exactly?
She's not allowed to contact a male. She's not allowed to talk to him or touch their dong.
Especially not.
What is that?
It's their tradition, their belief.
It's the guy's, you know, the guy can't not get a boner if she talks to him.
Okay, this is America. Well, this is America, everybody. This is America.
Or Canada.
Oh, true. Okay, close.
Western Hemisphere.
That puts you so...
You know what, though?
I don't know. If it's your religion, I guess it's
probably
whatever.
A lot of waxers who would not want to do some dude's wang, even whether that person identified as a woman. They still have a
Trudy, what are you saying about
operation.
What are you saying about some guy's wang? That it's too gross to be confronted with?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, what if they didn't take that in cosmetology school, how to wax around a wang? There are some different parts going on down there than there are in
the
gene.
I think it'd be easier to wax around a
wang. So a dude has to do a dude? Is that what they're...
Hot.
No, but...
That seems like a bummer, because that has other implications. I mean, you're either a slut or you're gay. If you're too enthusiastic...
What if you don't know how to handle the equipment and you do something wrong, like you tear a ball off or something?
So getting waxed by a female, so chicks are just cool with whatever. Or do girls not want to get waxed by a guy, a straight guy? Isn't that a little weird?
Waxing is enough of it's just awful. Really.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a big turn on for anybody, but I don't know. It just seems like I'm asking. I don't know.
No,
does a girl wax a girl, and a guy waxes a guy?
Yeah. Well,
some
traditionally.
Perv guy wax girls too.
I don't know. I'm just thinking most girls probably don't want to be waxed by a strange guy.
Why not? There's male gynecologists.
Seems like it'd be.
Yeah, but that's a doctor versus different. A person who has.
They both undergo training.
All right, we can. I guess we can take a shot at this number.
Okay, what's the percentage chance, Brandon?
I would say it's about.
Low ball.
38% chance.
Are you touting? Are you not touting then?
38.
Touting. No, I don't know. There's a good shot. We'll see.
Oh. What's his first name?
Jason.
Jason Carruthers. Okay. Alrighty. The Hall Financial Hotline, by the way. Click the Hall Financial link.
Exploring waxing.
Yes. Why not?
Wait, let me get some.
Strange things hang on, happen on the Hall Financial Hotline.
Bell Canada. You.
Oh.
38 might have been a little high. Good DQ.
Oh,
wax
cool.
Ecstatic! Nice call! Nobody's wax ecstatic on this one.
No.
That was your 30. Is that the only one, the 38% one?
I have an 11% and an 8%. You want me to try?
Let's try the 11%.
Okay, here's the 11%.
42%, 38%.
Any chance to hear Vinny sing is worth it.
At least this one rings.
No, do.
Message.
I think Layla heard music and thought it was the end of the show, possibly.
Totally him.
Do we try the number 4 Mad Wax? Maybe it forwards to a cell phone.
Okay, we'll try that one instead of my 8%.
Oh, no, let's try the 8%, so you can be wrong.
Okay, here's my 8%.
How are you applying 8% to this? I'm just curious. I don't want to get too intimate with your system, but...
Well, there's a...
System.
These ones, I don't have a first full name.
I see.
Oh, they're okay. Just random.
Why is
Carruthers?
Why is one 11 and one 8, though? I assume they both don't have first names.
One popped up first.
So that gives a 3% better chance because it popped up first?
And a closer proximity to the shop.
Okay.
Oh,
I like your thinking.
There's a theory.
Method.
Trudy Layla wants you.
Are you afraid, though, Brandon, if it works, that you're going to have to reevaluate your percentage scoring system?
No, because then it would have been the 8%.
Okay. That's fair.
She's
done. Hi.
That sounded like the Jack's number, didn't it? Hi, is this Jason? Mr. Carruthers? We're just calling. We thought maybe you wanted to be heard, have your side heard in this dispute over the waxing issue, if that's you. Because we're only hearing the other side, and you're getting drowned out by all the media. It's pretty weird. It seems like a lot of fake news to me. But if you don't want to talk, that's fine. See you.
Should have told him there's a 92% chance it wasn't him. And then, just for shits and giggles, we will try the shop itself.
Shouldn't we talk to someone who waxes people, just to sort of know?
Do you know someone who waxes people?
Yeah, do you
a couple
know
of estheticians.
Really?
You do?
Are they reachable at this moment? Have you texted them? You could up the percentage chance that it would happen.
We could just call any place that does waxing. Who does yours, Trudy? Let's call in.
Him. Yes, it's asexual. An asexual has to perform that operation.
Thanks for calling Mad Wax and the only wax pack. Please leave your appointment.
Nice phone line.
Sound like Margot Kidder for a second.
And we will call you back. Also, have a great day.
Nice sound quality.
Record your message. When finished,
yeah, forget it. I won't leave a message. I don't want to surprise him tomorrow. Okay.
Maybe someone knows him. Get the word to him.
God, I apologize. Sorry.
Do you like the transgender person's chance of winning that suit?
What are the laws in Canada? They weren't, I mean, based on the limited information, they weren't denying her service. They just said, we don't have the person that does penises here right now. Although it seems to be that they said, we don't have the guy who works on men here.
Well, let's see if we can see how connected Trudy is to the waxing world. She's busily texting away or looking for someone.
Chances are not good.
Oh, no.
No.
Sorry to hear that.
Full Kelly Clarkson!
Full Brazilian there, $55, 20 minutes. You'll feel smooth and free. Like
hey, I found something really weird today, and I wanted to ask. I think one of you might know this, but I'm not sure. Someone from deep in our past, not too deep, but of course we all know Heidi from Greater Media.
Love her.
Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Heidi was great. She was married to Mickey Raphael,
yep,
who was Willie Nelson's harp player.
Yep.
And he's known as like the harp player.
Mm-hmm.
And when Willie plays, if Willie does a radio gig and he plays, Mickey's always with him. Mickey is always with Willie. So Mickey was the greatest guy to know. He's a great guy anyway. And he and Heidi, I'm assuming Mickey did it, hooked us up with Willie the couple times we talked to him.
Yeah.
And he was great. He was awesome. And I met him on his pot smelling bus once, which was pretty cool. Just clouds of dope in the bus.
Oh my God.
And Willie was so nice. I met his sister.
Hide the dope.
He's reputed to have the strongest weed of anyone on earth.
It smelled pretty strong.
Man, Mickey's played with quite the list of people.
Oh, yeah. Mickey has played with so many people.
He's got his own Wikipedia entry.
Anyway, I'm reading this thing about Allie McGraw today, and suddenly there's a picture of her and Mickey Raphael, her late 70s boyfriend.
Hey.
Whoa.
I know, Allie McGraw. So I searched on Mickey images, and I saw him with, I believe, another famous actress. I couldn't place who she was, and it didn't say under the picture.
Really?
And so I was kind of, but I thought, well, Mickey was with Allie McGraw. That's pretty cool. And she called him one of the most important men in her life.
Mm. Wow.
Mickey's like 13 years younger than her, I believe. 13 or 14 years
nice.
Younger.
Nice.
And he would have been I think 27, 28 at the time.
Nice.
Hot.
Yeah.
Young. Hairy, as I remember, right? Like a lot of mustache beard stuff going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he had facial hair. Yeah. Real curly hair.
Nice.
Just a great guy, though.
Nice.
And Heidi's cool as hell, too. I bet if we got in touch with Heidi, she would put us in touch with Mickey. But Mickey's the kind of guy that probably... He's probably still friends with Allie, and he probably wouldn't... He's not a dish... He's not that kind of person, anyway. I just thought it was really interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Allie McGraw, for the uninitiated, she was in a few gigantic movies in the early 70s. Love Story with Ryan O'Neal, and also The Getaway with Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
And
she was hot for him, too.
Oh, yeah. And they were married. They were married. Was she in Bullet, too, with Steve McQueen? Which is where the Mustang... I think she's in a couple movies with Steve McQueen. And she was married to Robert Evans, the giant producer. And her career was on a massive arc upwards. I mean, she was one of the biggest actresses in the world in the early 70s. She married Steve McQueen, who did not want her to work. His idea of a wife was, get me a beer. And apparently she cooked dinner for him. Every
By
night.
The way, I don't take no orders from no women.
And the story was interesting. This is really off the subject, but I thought it was kind of weird. She said that she was so nuts for Steve McQueen, who was, I don't know, does he get enough credit for being one of the true swordsmen, one of the true cocksmen of Hollywood?
Didn't he get it on with a dude once?
No.
Yeah, that was in the bio.
That was an internet crap. Never happened.
His bio.
No, did he really? Yeah,
no, we've that did had not. This discussion no. before. Steve McQueen?
Let's just make that a footnote. Revisit it later.
put a Twitter poll out.
We'll do for a piece of tail, huh, Steve?
put a Twitter poll out.
Steve McQueen ever nail a dude?
Now, why don't you calm down, Steve?
I'm trying to remember the circumstances of that, because my mind does not want to compute that. I think we've argued this about
that. I'll look
times.
It up for you.
Thank you. I guess.
She's not in Bullet.
Anyway, she was so hot for Steve McQueen that she said that she told him, yeah, I'm really a blue jeans and beer, riding the back of a motorcycle kind of chick, and I don't like the... And the truth was, she wasn't that kind of a girl. She just wanted Steve McQueen.
Right. Yeah.
So she...
She won that battle.
Yeah, she won.
Lost the war.
Right. So then she said that she was really more of a, I want to go to Paris girl.
Oh.
And she just basically lied to land Steve McQueen, and then a couple years later, she's like, I don't really want to be this kind of girl. I thought that was really funny.
It's kind of her fault for not knowing what kind of girl she was.
Well, she thought that Steve McQueen, getting nailed by Steve McQueen, was worth giving up what she really wanted.
So, is Steve McQueen a queen?
Well, not in the bio, the big bio that you read, that we did, I think we did the interview on, but... In Steve McQueen, King of Cool, Tales of a Lurid Life, there's a lot about that.
Really? About what?
About, you know, being curious.
I don't think
he likes to see homos naked. Here, that's cool,
here's
man.
Here's the
Whatever.
Best part. Guess who the author is of that book?
Oh, no, it isn't.
What?
It's our guy.
Which guy?
The guy that did the Liz Taylor by
Darwin Porter, ladies and gentlemen.
No, no, no.
He's a great writer.
Darwin Porter is not a source.
Oh, you can't pick and choose what
accuracy,
you want to take from Darwin Porter.
Accuracy is not his strong suit.
Well, he didn't say. He's just throwing it out there.
He writes a really interesting book, but I don't think he really cares if it's all accurate.
Let's see. Here's the description. The drama of Steve McQueen's life far surpassed those that unraveled on screen. His mother, a prostitute, seduced him as part of an...
What?
Is he getting on with his mom?
What? I don't
remember that part.
Fling. He's been brutally molested by some of her customers, endured gang rape at school, and worked as a porn performer to escort to the rich.
Hi, Mommy.
I know he had a very troubled childhood.
Jesus.
I didn't know he had a fling with his mom.
When stardom eventually arrived, he in turn...
It sounds like Darwin Porter ease.
He treated his lovers with contempt, whilst other sexual liaisons with men developed.
He lived life at top speed and defied categorism.
Darwin Porter.
Should we get him on the phone, Darwin?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, I'll see if I can find him. If he's still alive.
Yeah, he was getting up there.
He had a lazy eye.
Darwin Porter?
I was just...
still showing he's alive.
I was just factoid.
He was a hilarious interview.
He's the best. Because
I still remember the Liz Taylor book that she... She liked it doggy style. I remember that.
Not laying on her side?
No. No, she would have been happy with her only choices.
You can get a doggy style, you can get laying on your side. Those are your only choices.
If she was in this boy's life, she would have been fine with that.
I don't like to look at the face.
Didn't she have to have a hip transplant because she loves sex so much? Wasn't that the explanation?
Darwin would agree with that.
What positions have you tried?
He just
you like
up.
Doggy?
Don't forget his partner in crime, Danforth Prince.
They were the best. Mr. Blackwell was pretty good. We got friendly with him. Mr. Blackwell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Brandon, show me. Do we have Darwin's number on that list up there? If not, I'll have to...
Not in this one. Let me check this
Mr.
one.
Mr. Blackwell reminded me of Howard Cosell, the way he talked very slowly. Except it was always about what someone... What he had on was a tragedy.
Yeah, I got it.
We do have
Darwin?
It. Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm so pumped.
Cool.
We got his home and his cell.
Awesome.
Really?
His cell. He's probably out driving around.
What was the theme to Bull? Like,
do you want to call him off air, Brandon, and just... I don't care.
You can always edit
no,
it.
No, we call him on air.
Problem.
I don't want to edit it.
Just because you know that when I'm dialing, it automatically reduces the chances of anybody answering.
I was slightly in fear of that.
72%. God damn it. I'm even getting bullied on social media.
Bullied.
Bullied.
People making pictures about it. Brandon phone books.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
where is that?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Oh, Darwin.
9.
Is this his cell phone or his...
That was his celly. He probably just forgot to charge it. Well, I went to bed. Here's his home phone number.
He seems like he'd be home anyway.
Hanging out with Danforth Prince?
Possibly. You can ask about Liz Taylor liking it doggy style, too. It's always worth hearing about. He had some amazing disclosures about Elizabeth Taylor. Again, accuracy, not his strong point, in my opinion. But
it's his strongest point.
But for quantity, he had more disclosures than anyone.
Darwin!
Hey, was this one of the numbers, Brandon?
Thank you for calling.
I think I recognize his voice. Darwin! Darwin, it's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit, and we were talking about a couple of your book subjects, Elizabeth Taylor and Steve McQueen, and we wanted some verification.
We used to talk to you all the time. I don't know if this is Danforth or if this is Darwin, but we go way back.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure Darwin remembers the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit because you had so much fun talking to us. And we with you, of course. Thank you very much. It's the 248 number. I'm sure you'll see it on your... I'm assuming you have that service on your phone. Thank you, Darwin. Good luck to you.
Caller ID.
Yeah, caller ID. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. And some dudes.
That's not how the song goes.
Jeez. 2 Sheryl Crow songs in 2 days. I kept laughing at the dumbest. How do we describe it? The worst incorrect correction ever.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You want to repeat yesterday. The incorrect correction?
It was what song the Olsen twins called each other about. What Sheryl Crow song?
I know it was a very petty incorrect correction
on both sides.
It's just
a very
in my
petty
mind.
Subject.
I always thought that you guys every time you bring it up. You're saying the wrong song, I know, and
I'm glad I
looked it up, and I was wrong.
Takes
I was
balls to throw it out there.
I apologize.
I know, it's just funny what a petty story it is in the first place, and that we all remember it is so ridiculous.
This little blurb in the Rolling Stone article.
So dumb.
I know, the only thing that we remember from the Rolling Stone article, I didn't even know they had a sister that was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, aren't you glad now?
Yeah, I'm kind of
so glad be glad that Brandon had the incorrect correction.
Did that lead to the disclosure?
Not really.
I didn't think so. Did you guys see anything about, you know, it's Ramadan?
I did not.
And there's a big story about how Ramadan is about charity and giving. And so there's great encouragement to do things for people and to help people who are less fortunate during Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is apparently... and they have a picture here of
We want to help people.
The Imam Muhammad El-Ilahi at the Islamic House of Wisdom in Dearborn Heights in 2013, and they're all praying during Ramadan. But anyway, it's about how many scams are laid on these people during Ramadan.
Oh, for charity?
Yeah, for charity, because they know
assholes.
They have to give during this period. And so they could just get these complete scamolas. And one guy was saying that he gets 15 to 20 requests from out of state.
Oh, man.
Dave,
now, the people perpetrating the scams, are they Muslim?
No. No, they're all over the map. They could be anybody. They're just scammers. David Bell, Dearborn Heights City Council.
That's funny that the scamming community knows that, hey,
it's Ramadan.
Funny. It's Ramadan.
It's a big scam.
So he gets 15 to 20 solicitations for donations in person in the mail, mostly from groups with out-of-state addresses every Ramadan.
Wow.
That's when you're most vulnerable and most likely to donate to a particular organization thinking this is a good deed. It is a good deed, but you meanwhile figure out that people you donated to had different intentions. I've had beggars come to me and look a little suspicious. I do a lot of things, but I don't give somebody money just because they ask for it, especially nowadays. Any organization asks you for money, you have to do your research.
He's suspicious.
Should we get him to donate to the podcast?
Well, that's a reasonable...
Charitable
donation.
A big scam.
Is the charity a registered tax-exempt nonprofit? What are the charity's expenses or goals? Boy, I bet that flushes a lot of people right out.
I could donate a portion of the proceeds to my favorite charity.
And then they point out Muslims make up about 1% of the U.S. population. I think it's close to 4 million. But worldwide, Muslims are about a quarter of the population. And this is the part that really kind of intrigued me. Islam should surpass Christianity and followers by the end of the century.
Oh.
It's growing a lot faster. Sure. A lot faster.
Maybe the 60 Minutes with the Pope helped it, though. Helped Catholicism.
The Pope rules, man.
I feel bad for just blowing. I was like, oh, the Pope for an hour? Are you kidding? Whew, no thanks.
It wasn't an hour. It was just one segment.
It was the second 60 Minutes. That was all they mentioned was the Pope.
No, you know what? The second part, this was fascinating, too. The second part, segment two and segment three were the same about zoos, which I know I can hear you already rolling your eyes.
Zoos?
But one of the zoos they talked to was the Detroit Zoo, and it's about animal management.
I've been there. Did they show the tower with Detroit Zoo?
Leslie done the interview under the panda bears. Or not the panda bears. What are they? The polar bears. Where they swim.
You go under. Yeah.
So Leslie was here, and I was only hoping she was, listening to the podcast while she was here.
Oh, I'm sure she had a crank.
Hi, Leslie.
Hello, Leslie.
Anyway, there's this whole, apparently, this big argument about whether you give animals birth control or you do it like they do it in Europe, you let them give birth, and then you kill the animal.
What?
I can do that.
And I kind of agree with the European way.
Kill the animal?
Well, yeah. So what it is with giraffes, a man, as it should be, runs his harem and has like 6 chicks with him. So if he...
Giraffe has 6 babes?
Yeah, they have like this little harem, but there's a male giraffe and all these, female giraffes. And so if in a zoo, if they give birth... They got to get rid of the male giraffe, but nobody wants these male giraffes because they want more females.
Horny.
So here, they gave birth to a male giraffe here, and they castrated him. So they don't, because the male, they would just fight and kill one. One woman would kill the other.
I would love to see that fight, but it would be sad.
So a lot of people will just give these animals birth control if they're overpopulated. It's a lot more complex than that. But in Europe, this one zoo, same situation, baby male giraffe and an adult male giraffe. They couldn't get anybody to take the giraffe. Even though some rich benefactor in the United States offered to buy the giraffe for his own zoo, I guess. And that zoo was like, no, I don't know. You're probably going to have sex with this giraffe or something. You can't buy it.
So?
And they can't release it in the wild because it would just die immediately. So they killed it and had a public autopsy of it and then fed it to the lions.
Ah.
What?
And I think that's smart. Because
good day for the lions.
And that's what he said. He goes, look, if we didn't feed this dead giraffe to the lions, we'd have to kill a cow. So now you're killing another animal.
Savory and delicious.
You got to feed him something. And all I can think of is, what a great revenue generator. I would go watch an autopsy of a giraffe and then watch a lion eat it. I think that'd be fascinating. And there's all these little kids there at the autopsy. They're slicing this giraffe up.
Oh. I think I would rather see the lions take it down themselves.
Oh, sure. That's how they should have killed it.
They need to let that...
But they're captive lions, like they know how to kill a giraffe.
Oh, I think that would that would come back to him. Don't you remember when the San Francisco Zoo tiger got out?
Right.
He was like, ah,
that's right. But
I know what to do.
The guy,
I'm still not watching this 60 Minutes.
Why you don't want to hear the
What's
Pope?
The third story?
Oh, the
no, the Pope.
The zoo
no
is
way.
two part story.
Oh my God, what a dreadful situation.
No, the Pope is great.
Dreamweaver is just wailing through the whole show.
The Pope loves to laugh. I bet you he'll listen to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Then we could, thanks for listening to the podcast, the Pope.
The Pope seems to believe in science more than the president.
The one that killed me was the...
He believes in evolution. Do you think the Pope would ever have believed in evolution?
Not really.
And he believes in climate change.
I don't think any of them would have said that.
Does he take any shit for it?
Oh, yeah, from the hardliners. There's always extremists. Giving the
Pope
shit. I gotta
give the Pope some shit about that.
Hey, Pope.
Well, he also said there was no hell, and that caused a big stir.
Yeah.
Really?
He's an incredibly progressive. Somebody I know has a family member that calls him the fake Pope.
I want to know who this is.
I'll write it down. I don't want to out the family.
I'm just looking at Meghan. If I seem distracted, I'm looking at Meghan Markle's gown. So.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, who cares?
No one.
Boring.
Said no one.
Boring.
This is the most boring royal wedding
yes.
ever.
Yeah.
It's so unimportant. They're not even, I mean, they're in their mid-30s too. It's like.
Nobody cares.
Whatever. They'll probably be happy.
Here, watch this dude on 60 Minutes.
They're gonna have redheaded children. Don't go to the vaginal mesh story because that one's. Awesome.
I don't want
to
watch this. I don't like this.
Why?
No.
Like a cute little giraffe.
Just like Margot Kidder, it's not gonna bring the giraffe back.
Oh. Bad welfare for this giraffe. We
yeah,
will
but,
never send
an animal isn't eating Margot Kidder.
So on a cold February.
Look at these kids watching it on.
The zoo went ahead.
What do you mean,
aw. And ended Maurice's life.
What do you want him to do with the giraffe?
I don't need to see him.
He was shot dead yesterday by a veterinarian.
Marius's death got worldwide
they
attention.
Named him, which makes it worse.
You
should all be ashamed of yourselves.
So much to shoot her.
Here you tell us that zoos are there.
I love this guy.
To
no
save
remorse.
The animals and protect animals.
Yeah.
And then the zoo kills.
But that's exactly what we do. We protect animals. Yeah. We protect animal populations. See? And in order to protect
I've never heard
animal
of no giraffe overpopulation.
And make sure that they're healthy also far into the future, we need sometimes to take some animals out of this population. Normally, we have nothing against killing healthy animals in the wild. I mean, in America.
Look at this bloodlust in his
deer.
Eyes.
In Denmark,
well, some people hunt.
Look at that beautiful neck.
People eat meat, and meat comes from live animals.
If it's killing or contraception, isn't the contraception better than the killing?
No, I don't think so. Because
the animals don't get to bang
them. Contracepting the animals, you take away a huge amount of their natural behavior. And that's
as opposed to their life.
Decreasing their welfare. We need to give an animal a good life. No animal has an expectation of I can become 20 years old or 10 years old or 2 years old.
Those are dumb.
Animals live in the present. The important thing must be.
What?
How
does he know how they live?
Be it too
what? Has Mags ever made a meeting? Scheduled a meeting a week from now? No, he lives in the present.
He lives in the present doesn't mean he doesn't want to be here tomorrow.
Look, I've been there.
Adamantly opposes culling. He says the focus on genetics and saving species.
Think of the revenue generated that they get, the generation they could have. I have an autopsies. I've been there.
If he bites you, you get rabies and you die.
Drew is so uninterested in this 60 Minutes.
No,
he's reading Royal Wedding News.
I know.
He's
He'd
so
rather
bored.
Read Royal
I
Wedding
I couldn't
news.
Be more bored.
Here you go, the autopsy.
And I looked at it last night, and it actually started to play. I was like, no!
Honestly, it's very hard for me to see how that
on...
works on any level. I don't want to kill healthy animals.
How yeah, but you don't want him to be born either.
The day Marius was killed, the zoo conducted a public autopsy,
cool.
considered educational in Denmark. Then
look at, there's a lion's chowing on him.
To the zoo's lions. The autopsy, done before the public, with little kids standing right there.
What the fuck
now
is that?
Now, you've got a lot of criticism
They're learning.
For that.
Yeah, that's right. You have to realize, first of all, that this is normal in Denmark that we do open to
inner monologue
of
Drew.
It's because we believe that animals are fascinating, but not only when they are
it's a lot louder.
Wandering around on the savannah. There's something you can explain, some of the biology.
I don't want it, but I want to see someone eat it.
Those kids.
Those kids are totally into it.
No, they look bummed out.
For example, why is the heart of a giraffe that big, whereas yours and mine is just like a little
animal? They just want to see the inside of an animal.
He's a creep for suggesting that they do that with little kids around.
Oh, I'm kind of, I mean, I couldn't be more bored, but at the same time, I'm just the whole conflict is, really?
Yeah.
I think I would opt for birth control.
Well, that's what the Detroit Zoo does.
Wait, so if they have birth control, they can't screw?
No, they can screw, but then they don't, you know, they never.
So there's real birth control.
But here, you know, here they had a
male giraffe. Wait, they have a desire?
Well, here they castrated the giraffe. Is that worse?
But he still gets it on.
We got to get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP.
That's the giraffe or the zoo guy.
You know what? This morning, there was a weird event here, and I don't know much about it yet. Does anybody know much about the Royal Oak shooting?
Did you see the video?
Shooting?
The video's out.
Yeah, but they only show the guy starting to sort of go forward at the cop. He's on the ground. He suddenly gets up. This kid, his parents called 911 at 3:10 in the morning, I think, because he had stabbed his mother and he had hit his father over the head with a guitar. They were both hospitalized. I mean, it was serious.
I guess they're okay. They're non-life-threatening.
Yeah, they said they were going to live. Anyway, the police get there and the kid initially follows police orders and gets down on the ground, but then he gets up and he starts rushing the cop, and the cop shot him and killed him. That's the second police shooting in Royal Oak, though, in what?
A month?
2 months or 45 days? I mean, I can't remember the last time there was a shooting in Royal Oak.
Yeah, the video is not the best angle because you don't see the other side of it.
But the kid had a mug shot where he's wearing no shirt, shirtless, by the way. That's not a good sign.
Hey, do you want to see the Channel 4 story?
Sure. I mean, this is just so rare. I'm just not in my backyard.
It was around 3:30 this morning.
I was in Detroit. I don't know.
Avenue near I-696 and Campbell. Police say the man in the video is Cody Reynolds. They say he stabbed his mother and hit his father in the head with a guitar.
Okay, there he's on the ground.
Just before the confrontation ended, right
and he
there.
And he does rush.
He
he's
allegedly
running somewhere
at the officer, resulting in him being shot and killed. This is the second recent officer-related shooting in Royal Oak in recent months.
Yeah, thanks
Reynolds
for listening to the podcast.
Reynolds was not armed at the time, but police say they did find a knife in the house. His parents, by the way, are expected to be okay.
Oh, they were doing a loop of him getting on the ground and then running forward.
Yeah, but he runs off. It's not body cam. It's dash cam, so you don't get to see.
No, you can't see what's right in front of him, although it looks
no
like.
No weapon on him.
He hit his mother with what, though?
He hit the dad with a guitar.
A guitar?
Yeah.
Is the assault?
Probably playing it really badly late at night.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting really callous about this, but when I first read the story, I was like, sounds interesting. Sure, it'll be an investigation. You know, we'll find out what happened. But then if indeed he does get up and charges the cop like that, are you okay with the cop shooting him?
because he had...
I know the cop will be clear. I'm confident it'll be okay.
Because of the violent confrontation that he's coming from. I think they kind of have to.
He did not have a knife on him, but they don't know
they
that.
Don't know.
And plus, I just think, should a cop have to fight a guy? Fist to fist? I mean, should the cop have to engage
The other aspect to it, it appeared that there was only one officer or two officers there as opposed to, you know, six.
Well, maybe somebody got, it's the middle of the night. Maybe they don't have as many people on patrol. So the guy first guy that blows over there. You know, somebody's stabbed and somebody's whacked over the head. I'll take any cop.
Right.
In any quantity.
Yeah. I think that would be.
There was also, what's
sufficient
that?
Justification for.
Go ahead. Keep going. There's man on the street about the Supreme Court allowing sports betting.
Oh, I want to hear man on the street anytime. Okay. All the time.
I didn't want to interrupt.
And it's hard to say how much revenue that could produce for the state in taxes and fees. Folks I talked to today said, why not get some of that money?
It depends on where the money goes, you know, if it goes to our roads. Oh, good grief.
I'm all for it. I mean, people are gambling anyway, so why not profit off of it, basically, and use the money for help the community.
Is it a concern that this would open gambling to vulnerable people and children?
No, because they'll get it regardless if it's legal or not.
Yep. If they have an addiction problem, they're probably going to find another way to satisfy their addiction anyways. So why lose the commerce?
Well, that was, I got to tell you, that's man the on the street got it right. They nailed it. They really, as they always do.
That was phenomenal. Well done.
That's right.
It's amazing how Scientific Man in the Street is almost as scientific as a Harris poll. Not quite.
Same sample
pretty
size.
Close. There's also a shooting on 6 Mile Road where a clerk shot a customer. Did anybody see?
Yeah.
What are the details on this story? I just saw they're screaming about it. I'm not sure why. I just saw that there was a protest, and this is not acceptable, and this would never happen north of 8 Mile.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which, you know, I hate. Why? What does it have to do with being north of 8 Mile?
Nothing really.
You know, if it's wrong, it's wrong. It doesn't matter if it's above. No, I know what he meant, but so I assume the customer was black. I don't know. I didn't know what the clerk, what the race of the clerk was. I mean, it shouldn't fucking matter. Either it's wrong or it's not.
All I know is when the news cameras went there at noon today, the guy working at the gas station locked the door.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, no, that's a great.
Is that on my news? On the Channel 7
I think
news?
I was watching
at noon?
Channel 4 at
noon. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just wonder what the customer did. Why the clerk came out and shot the customer.
I don't know. I thought I'm not going to say it, but I thought I read that he shot him in the back, too.
And he came out from bulletproof, behind bulletproof glass.
What was the customer doing?
Which, was he really in that much fear?
But I mean, did
fear?
I'm just trying to figure out what started the whole thing. They didn't even say what the dispute was about. They just said that they were protesting this.
It just happened, too. So.
Yeah, no, I know. It was very fresh.
Yeah, I can only see that it was just an argument.
You know, I hate how these things...
Argument? You're going to go out and shoot them when you're behind bulletproof glass? I mean, there's got to be more to it than that.
Yeah. This is what drives me crazy about these stories, is I feel like we get them piecemeal, and then when all is said and done, we know a little more about it. And in the meantime, though, there's, you know, assumptions are drawn.
Yeah.
In fact, I was reading in Charlie's book about Michael Brown. He was talking about who people said was shot in the back. And for the... I mean, it's... I would say it's naive to suggest this is a direct link, but for the most part, if this had not been reported that he was shot in the back, Ferguson would not have been burned down.
Yes.
That was the match that lit the fire that burned down Ferguson.
Thanks a lot, Twitter.
Yeah, and then it turns out that the two girls who said they saw it did not see it, and it did not happen that way. And they also burned down, you know, the Quick Mart? Where Michael Brown robbed the Quick Mart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they burned that down too because they called 911 to say,
burned a lot
"Hey,
of
we were just
down."
Well, they burned down Quick Mart. There were signs in front of Quick Mart. This is the place that called 911 on Michael Brown. Who there was a video of him robbing and assaulting the owner of Quick Mart, and Quick Mart was part of the blame. I mean, the police, Quick Mart, so and so. So Quick Mart was burned down for calling 911 when the truth was he did knock off the Quick Mart.
It's just outrage baiting.
Yeah.
It's constant.
No, but if there had been any patience in waiting for information.
There never is with anything.
No, because
I mean, that's my point, though. That's
the whole
why
thing
I'm
is driven by how many clicks they're getting.
This story, all I saw was there's a protest, and I'm like, what's it about? I mean, I'm just a guy watching Channel 7 at noon wanting to know. Play the story. Maybe I'm crazy.
At noon, or you want the update?
Noon on Channel 7. I just want you to see what I saw at noon today.
By the way,
believe me, I have a lot of complaints with the media these days, and this is one of them.
He shot him in the chest after words were exchanged, and he's been arrested.
Okay. I think they did say he was arrested. I think they did say that.
Is it?
It's about 5 minutes in, I think. There's an opening story about...
Something boring?
Something boring and that I didn't care about.
Oh, flooding.
I don't want to say that yet until I see what I was bored with.
Flooding.
I think there was another story, too.
Oh, the Royal Oak shooting.
Yeah, no, I wasn't bored with that. I think it's the next story I was bored with.
Yeah. I agree.
There's the protest.
The U.S. Embassy.
Yeah, I just wasn't.
Wait, who's that dude?
Shot by a gas station clerk in Detroit. Take a look right now. We want to show you live pictures from a press conference that's taking place at the Greater St. Matthew Baptist
Church by a clerk. All we know.
Let's take a listen.
In our community, we are not stepping this kind of treatment for white folks.
for brown folks, for yellow folks. But we believe that small business.
Is this a guy that may have his own past?
Yes, may be the engine for economies, but small business owners.
In Highland Park?
Is that him?
I don't know. What was that dude's name?
Decency and respect when they engage their customer base.
Oh, ramble a little more, my man.
If you cannot respect people on 6 Mile, you shouldn't do business on 6 Mile.
That's right.
Somebody say that's right.
That's right.
They already did.
It's time out for Detroiters being portrayed as violent, as hostile, as shiftless, as lazy, as least, as lost, as left behind.
What?
That is not Detroit. That is not the best of us. We deserve the same kind of respect that folks on the other side of 8 Mile get. I cannot.
What are you talking about?
Describes a change agent?
Way, with my imagination and critical thinking ability, think that on the other side of 8 Mile, this would have happened.
This would not have happened
in Southfield and Bloomfield and Livonia.
Well,
and
the clerk doesn't live there.
No proprietor or employee would come from behind the counter with a firearm to engage a customer. I can only think that this is a case of if you black, you better get back, and the only thing you good enough for is for me to take your money. And we are saying enough.
This is just going to be divisive as
so,
all hell.
Wait, so do all clerks below 8 Mile act this way, but clerks don't act this way above 8 Mile? I'm not sure what the complaint
is. Talking about,
because he's kind of implying that if the people on 6 Mile Road who do business are all assholes. So I don't know.
Because the guy is not from that area. He's from Dearborn Heights, which who cares? I think he would have an interest in keeping that area safe.
But it seems but it to me if he's having an argument and he shoots a guy. He comes from behind bulletproof vest to shoot a guy. I don't really care where the argument is.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea. And I'm not sure he would do better in an argument in West Bloomfield. Although he wouldn't be behind bulletproof glass.
Yeah, and the idea is, would he be as quick to shoot?
I thought he was implying a lot of things in that statement there about being shiftless and lazy and...
It's a good like slug lines in there. Good
and if you
money.
If you want to do business on 6 Mile, then you have to. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm following him. But I wish I had more explanation.
He doesn't know the case either.
I felt the story was poorly explained, or there just wasn't that much information available. And it's like, yeah, we have this story. We don't have a lot of information, but here's the protest.
Yeah.
It seems kind of. It just seemed very incomplete. That's all.
Well, if you don't jump on divisive situations before they become more clearly explained, you might have lost your moment to say all those groovy things.
And I don't know if I blame Channel 7 there. That guy was pretty, had some interesting things to say.
Well, yeah. I mean, he wouldn't have been able to say that had they waited and figured out what the actual story was. Maybe.
People needed to be smarter about watching it.
No, because, well... It's the death of journalism. You're right.
Yeah, maybe it's past critical condition. Maybe it's beyond that. Maybe it is dead. Did you hear that millennials are saving the world with their 401ks,
which are
investing in socially conscious investments?
You need to do something about your millennials.
Such as?
Environmentally sound. Where? They wouldn't be investing in gun manufacturers, I guess.
Oh, for sure.
Like Hogg.
Yeah, like David Hogg.
Hogg was with John Jr. 401ks.
I personally, when somebody starts deciding they won't invest in certain things because they're not socially conscious, I tend to think that they're going to make less money. But that's just me.
Well, there's a lot of like faith-based investments too. Do you think that makes less money or?
I don't know. I want what's going to make me the most money generally.
Oh, me too.
And I'm not if the investment is killing people
Would you invest in crypto if a lot of criminals use crypto and terrorist organizations? If it can make you money?
Probably not.
Really?
I'd rather put that shit in my motherfucking savings account.
No, if I knew it was, if it was basically an extension of Silk Road.
Mm-hmm.
No, then don't ever
invest in crypto.
Yeah, crypto doesn't appeal to me. I'm not trying to get rich quick. I just want to make a decent investment on my money.
Yeah.
But when it comes to when people suggest that...
What about a marijuana ETF? Would you invest in that?
Oh, if it's legal, sure. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. I don't really give it that much thought. I don't invest my money, generally, for the most part. So I just want an S&P fund, something that mirrors the S&P, which is a lot of companies. So, and I don't go in there and go, oh my God, they're in that.
No.
But millennials do, apparently, which...
Oh my God, how do they have that much time?
How do they have that much time? I'm fascinated with millennials.
I bet you if you really dug into some of those, they're not all so squeaky clean.
Well, yeah, I think I know better, but that's what they're saying.
Money's no problem for me. I've come into a little nest egg. My mother died.
The real question is, who does Gen Z invest in?
Well, I don't know. They only have 8 seconds to decide, so they probably just throw a dart at investments.
Little Tay. They invest in Little Tay.
Yeah. And then they also were talking about how I've seen two stories that just disturbed me in the last couple of days. One was that, got to work till 70 now. Everybody's working to 70. Because they have no choice. And if they stop working sooner, not going to have enough money. And there were a lot of stories. I think we talked about this before about this investment advisor was saying that, boy, I sure do have a lot of parents.
Is it 10 hours a day, isn't it, I put in work?
They were saying they had a lot of parents coming to them, and they were saying, will it imperil my retirement if I give my kid enough money for a down payment on this house?
Yeah.
And the guy said, in most cases, the answer was yes. And he said, in many cases, they did it anyway. And he pointed out one case where...
Well, maybe the other option is them living at home.
Possibly. Well, yeah.
Now you, now you have a quality of life investment.
But the funny thing was, he said, in one case, he said, it will definitely damage your retirement. No, don't do that. And he said, not only did the guy do it, the home his millennial son bought was worth more than his.
Oh, my God.
I know. I laughed.
That is really stupid.
But,
you want your
but he was saying
I think
that
I better should off work with them and do it.
What, he sir? Said, this is a new phenomenon for me. He said, I've been doing this a long time. He said, I never used to be faced with these questions, but I get them all the time now. Anyway, working till 70, the norm. And then the story today in the money section said, carrying debt at the age of 75 is the new normal for seniors. That basically 20, 25, 30 years ago, people who were that old did not, I mean, they would, mm-hmm. they might, if they bought a home, if they got bought, you know, a new home or they changed homes, yeah, they might have a mortgage, but they had enough to cover the mortgage. In other words, they didn't live, they weren't a deficit spender.
What's the matter? He's going to die soon anyway. Carry that debt with you to the grave.
Just stay good at what you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor.
Having financial pressure at 75 just doesn't do a lot
for
me.
Well, it's clear you should buy silver. Isn't that what they want you to buy? Who was that wants you to buy silver?
William Devane?
William Devane.
Yeah, William
What
Devane.
Does Tom Selleck want you to buy? He's always hawking something, too.
I don't know.
Reverse mortgages.
Is Tom Selleck's reverse mortgage?
Well, it was for a while.
I still see him on
AG.
The
posters. AG? Reverse mortgage loans, yes. Reverse
Selleck's? Let's hear his pitch.
Yeah, that's good for a senior that needs cash.
I know
cash.
What you're thinking.
What am I thinking?
I thought what you thought. Some things are just too good to be true.
Wow, this is intriguing.
Just like you, I thought that reverse mortgages had to have some kind of catch.
They do.
Just
well, that guy's got a stash you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, you may not own the house when it's all over.
Well,
you get booted out
when you're...
I did
some homework.
90.
Oh, you did the homework for us.
It's not any of that. It's not another way for the bank to get your house. And it's also not too good to be true. A reverse mortgage loan is a simple idea.
Pause for a second.
Your home's equity.
What are you going to talk about?
Whenever I see these, I just picture Eddie Albert immediately with the Nexium guy talking about his, what was that stupid investment? And Eddie Albert actually got in deep shit for
Sellers.
Yeah.
It was Consumers Collective.
Something
it was
like
a collective, yeah, where you pooled your money and got everything cheaper. Yeah, and Eddie Albert's like, Keith is a, he's an incredibly intelligent. I had no idea how incredible an investment this was.
He's got the third highest IQ ever.
And then Keith turns awkwardly toward the camera.
I know. It is,
yes.
It is the most awkward piece of television.
Vanguard.
Vanguard.
Okay. Authentic. Just thought I would mention that he's reminding me of Eddie Albert from Green Acres.
My mom loved him, by the way. She would have fallen for
Selleck?
Their existing mortgage or pace
is quite the man.
Medical costs,
even hit a home run in Tiger Stadium.
And
more thumbs down than thumbs up for this ad.
What?
Still own your home.
Why is he doing this? He's got money.
He's on a TV show right now, isn't he?
Well, he was.
Recently? Very recently.
He has an avocado farm.
Delicious.
You know, it is amazing how many of these people need money.
Why is he doing it?
Yeah.
Because they have to spend so much money to be Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck can't show up anywhere, not in a Mercedes or a Ferrari or...
Oh, yeah.
And you blow a lot of money out your ass, and then you don't work for a couple of years. Like, oh, geez. Yeah, I really need
and
to
plus
work.
His mustache is the most hilarious thing ever.
Oh, that's a tough gig.
It's really sad.
I don't know. Caring Dead at 75.
Live anywhere, either.
Didn't do much for me. Hey, today in music, just because, it's been a weird day. For May the 14th, today is the 14th, correct?
Yes.
Tomorrow's the 15th, but I'm going to do the 14th. All right. We didn't do it yesterday. Elvis Presley on this day in 1957 was rushed. Can you look up Today in History, Trudy?
I
just
can.
For shits and giggles. Mark and Brandon having a show meeting.
Bye. He has to leave.
Oh, Brandon's leaving. Elvis Presley was rushed to a hospital on this day in 1957 after swallowing a porcelain cap from one of his front teeth, which had lodged in one of his lungs.
What?
Yes.
The Kang inhaled his tooth?
Yes, he did.
Oh, that's gross, man.
That's gross.
Yeah, he was very bummed.
How does he do that?
I'm surprised he had cap.
My tooth.
Someone just told me that President Eisenhower had been shot. Oh, my God. I'm surprised he had caps in 1957.
Oh.
He would have been...
Did he have snaggle teeth then from living in Mississippi?
Been 22, I think. Wasn't he born in 35?
What?
35 to 77. Yeah, he was 42 when he died. Yes, he was 22, and he had porcelain caps. Oh. But he was a star at probably 55, I think, was the first year he really became a star. He was on Steve Allen in 56. So, anyway, 1968, this is the anniversary, the 50-year anniversary of one of the worst interviews ever. How do I know this? Because I've seen it.
Which year?
1968. One of the worst interviews yet. You'll never get it.
Idea.
You could probably try to guess it, but okay. John Lennon and Paul McCartney came to the States to do interviews about Apple Records. They were starting our own record company. We want all artists who feel that they're not getting a fair shake at any of the record companies to send us your cassettes, and we will listen to them, and we will sign people we think are good. Which they tried to do, and they opened the Apple boutique, and you know Apple was this big corporation that ended up losing shit tons of money. But it did produce James Taylor, Badfinger, Billy Preston, Mary Hopkins. There were a lot of hit records that came out of Apple for a short time, but then they dissolved it because the Beatles dissolved.
Why was the interview so bad?
Because they were on The Tonight Show, which didn't do rock and roll, but I guess because it was the Beatles, Johnny, or they were booked, except... I think they were booked. You know, Johnny did not do rock and roll.
Yeah, was he a jazz drummer?
Yeah, but I thought that was so weird. He was on till 92. How could you avoid? Well, that's why Letterman got so many cool people. Anyway, the reason they were on The Tonight Show was because Johnny wasn't on. Joe Garagiola was the guest host.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yes.
Cool.
Joe Garagiola guest hosted?
So Joe Garagiola got the biggest interview anyone could probably get at that moment.
And
in
it was
time.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was.
Hartney and Lennon.
It was just weak.
Would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
I don't know. Would you want Joe Garagiola to interview?
No.
Yeah, that's kind of.
He knew nothing.
It's maybe Steve.
It wasn't really his fault.
Interview.
I'd rather Steve did than Joe.
Steve's pretty good.
Although, I don't know. Joe was a good guy, he was a good baseball guy.
Mm-hmm.
1976.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you tweet out something about Johnny Bench? Did you retweet?
I retweeted it.
What was the story about Johnny Bench?
Okay.
Someone told me to ask you.
His brother, his home was flooded. And I think his roof caved in and whatever. Anyways, because of torrential downpour or something, or flooding, I don't know what. In Texas, I believe. Anyway, Johnny Bench is pointing out that he paid premiums for his home and his car to Allstate for 30 years, and they didn't cover it.
Uh-oh.
You're not always in good hands.
Did he tweet at Allstate?
Yeah, I think he did.
I wonder if they
Johnny Bench
for him.
And Lenny Dykstra all in the course.
Yeah,
the,
both of them
weeks.
Getting pimped. Maybe we should call Lenny about that. Maybe he knows about the Bench case.
I just want to know if he's had some kind of resolution.
Sound like they pimped him. They said, fuck you. I don't care who your brother is.
A shout out to Allstate. Thanks! My brother Ted in Houston filed the claim for damage. Okay, yeah, so that's it. So, no, there's been no update.
Yeah, nice paying your premiums for 30 years for your car and your home and then getting pimped.
Although it got it at 136 retweets.
Aww.
Come on, Allstate, that's not cool. The whole world knows Houston got hit big. Do the right thing.
Yeah, that's what's pathetic about, just like the Katrina situation. Remember how they tried to screw those people?
Yeah.
They got busted. They got totally
insurance.
Busted. Yeah, they tried to fuck anyone they could.
My mom calls them all snake. She works for a rival insurance company.
Johnny Bench's mom?
No, somebody replied to this.
I was going to say, Johnny Bench's mom is still working. Jeez. 1976, Keith Relf, 33-year-old Keith Relf, lead singer for the Yardbirds back in the day, was electrocuted while tuning a guitar, which was not properly earthed. The accident happened in his West London home, where he was found by his 8-year-old son, still holding the plug-in guitar, and dead.
Allstate did reply to his tweet.
What'd they say?
Sorry to hear about your brother's claim. Concern.
Sorry you lost.
Please have him DM us with his full name, claim number, and phone number so we can look into this matter.
Oh, so, they get all kinds of publicity for well, he didn't really deserve a claim, but we're going to cover because he's Johnny Bench's brother.
Hey, the power of Johnny Bench's Twitter.
So then what's Johnny Bench do when 5,000 people tweet at him saying they got fucked too? Is he going to help them?
No. Not related to him.
He's not going to respond. Yeah. He's going to leave Twitter. I'm out of this cesspool.
He never replied, though, as to whether or not they were helped. Which I think is irresponsible, Bench.
1977, the same day Keith Relf, a year later, I'm sorry, Talking Heads played a gig at the Rock Garden in London where Brian Eno, who was in the audience, saw the band and then would go on to produce them. Brian Eno was in, I'd forgotten he was in early Roxy Music. I was reading about Roxy Music.
Oh, yeah.
God, what an influence he was.
Can I borrow your head from my Rock Garden?
Spandau Ballet was number one on this day in 1983. I'm sure you can't imagine what the song was.
Oh, yeah, what?
I know this much is true. I was watching a festival on whatever that channel is that plays rock festivals all day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Palladium. Oh, it used to be Palladium.
Yeah, Palladium. It was Palladium. And Spandau Ballet were playing True, and they played it for like 12 minutes.
Yeah, and then the encore was a 45-minute version of True.
True, exactly. 1988, Led Zeppelin reunited for the Atlantic Records 40th anniversary party at Madison Square Garden with Jason Bonham, of course, on drums for John, but the other three. And I remember people were disappointed in that performance. Do you remember that? When they reunited?
Really?
I
guess it wasn't the huge event that they thought it would be.
I don't think they were rehearsed. I think
that's
the problem.
Just
were, yeah, I think
they didn't want to be around each other.
It was phoned in a little bit. It was for Ahmet Erdogan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a lot of great performances. I mean, Atlantic had a ton of people.
Yeah. He was an inspirational dude.
Oh. Funny.
Hope if I can turn it up. Here we go.
Sorry, I trampled the post.
Are those the lyrics?
I don't know what the fuck he's saying.
No one does.
What is he?
No one cares.
What is he saying?
What is he saying though?
As much as True.
Play that first verse back.
All right.
Is he trying to pull an REM on us? Remember when no one can understand REM's lyrics, their first four or five albums?
Oh, and Nirvana, too. Oh, no, it was Pearl Jam. No one could figure out.
It's so true. Funny how it seems. Always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe-to-toe.
What the fuck is he singing about?
This is the sound of my soul.
I'm not sure what that meant.
This is the sound. I bought a ticket to the world.
Enough of these rummies.
But now I've come back again.
No, it's not true. Don't even ask.
Don't they just sort of random feel things and then write it down?
Yeah.
It looks like. Looking
maybe
at the
they
lyrics.
Were using the William Burroughs cut-up technique, and that's why it didn't make any sense. Yeah. You suppose Spandau Ballet used that?
Oh, yeah, probably.
1998 on May 14th, the chairman of the board passed, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, wow.
Bought the farm after suffering a heart attack. 1998, George Michael fined...
Whoa, you had me and then you lost me.
Fined $500 after being convicted of a lewd act in an L.A. lavatory. Of course, he made the video when he was the cop, remember?
Yeah.
That was a nice rally from that.
Who thought he would, but he did.
I know. 2003, lawyers for Britney Spears and the Skechers Footwear Company settled a dispute over a deal for the pop star to market a line of roller skates... She had filed a $1.5 million breach of agreement lawsuit against Skechers, claiming the company failed to pay her adequately. Skechers responded with a $10 million lawsuit accusing Spears of fraud and breach of the three-year license agreement she signed. And I guess she had to settle with them. 2004, Phil Spector arrested after getting into a scuffle with his chauffeur at his California mansion. Probably would have gotten in another scuffle had he known that his chauffeur called the police when he heard the gunshots in his house a few years later.
Yes. That same guy?
I don't know if it was the same guy, but it was. I think his driver was the one that called the police.
Yeah, for sure.
2005, a judge in Springfield, Massachusetts ordered 50 Cent to stay clean of drugs and take an anger management course to avoid spending time in jail. He had allegedly...
been shot 9 times.
He was shot 9 times. That's true. And the judge knew that. But he had also assaulted 3 women at a concert in 2004 after leaping into the crowd.
Oh. Well, you know what? He did, and he's rich as hell.
Yeah.
I don't know. I read that he just found out he owned a bunch of Bitcoin that he took in some deal, and he's like, yeah, whatever. Oh. And then apparently he's not that rich anymore. That was the impression I got, was that he needed this Bitcoin, but it was like $4 million worth of Bitcoin or something.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what the fuck? I have Bitcoin? Really? How much? What's it worth?
$4 million?
Right on time.
I know. Wow. Love to have that kind of luck.
2013 was reported the KISS planned to open over 100 restaurants in North America. Did that ever happen? I never heard of any KISS restaurants.
No.
What would they serve? Ew.
Tongue.
I think they're willing to license anyone to do anything, and then if it ever happens is another story. Because haven't you heard of a million KISS licensing deals?
Oh, well, yeah, for sure.
Well, By the way, Gene will bring his box set to your house for, what is it, $5,000?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Or is it really only, maybe it's more than $5,000.
I thought it was
$50. Wait.
Maybe it's $50. Because he has to rent the jet to get there.
Wait, now this is from, what is this, from 2017? They're opening one in Chicago.
Oh, are they? Okay.
In the future?
Let's see.
How does KISS Coffee
Oh, yeah, no, they have a chain, Drew, called Rockin' Brews.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess that's theirs. Look at that picture, Gene.
Do you suppose the KISS Army supports it?
Yeah.
Any KISS Army members that go to the restaurants, the Rockin' Brews?
Here, sure.
Gene, read these quotes for me real quick here. Oh, balls, what did I just do here? Oh, no. Okay, there you go.
Should I bring it up on my phone?
No, you should read it right here. Let's see. This is about bringing his restaurant to Chicago. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see it.
Energized.
See if I get the microphone in the right place. Damn, let me put my glasses on.
Eli.
I know. Either Chicago is America or it's not. Everywhere we've gone, it works beyond expectation. The only thing you could say is, it's not going to work here is because we're in Zimbabwe. What?
Good line.
sure, but 10 to 15 of them? Easy. Look, we're not McDonald's. We're in a higher end. But when it works, boy, it works. When a brand gets it right for the audience, it can work almost anywhere. Since launching in 2012, Rockin' Brews has grown to 20 locations, 18 of which, 20 locations? Yeah. That's not that many. 18 of which are franchise-owned. The planned Chicago restaurants will be all corporate-owned, a testament to how much the company believes the brand will succeed here, said Mike Sully Sullivan.
It's always about the brand.
Clever nickname. Sees Gene God. Come back?
I'm looking.
It's a great day to be above ground. I can always say that.
I guess that's all they got out of Gene.
Oh, wait. Once you're in, wait, a businessman at heart who, alongside Stanley, has built and created one of rock music's most successful bands, Simmons exuded no such concerns about the market supporting it. They're betting the philosophy that built one business will help fuel another. Once you get in, you're in a party, Simmons said. It feels like it's your party. What?
It's good.
Yeah. Why?
If anybody knows about brands.
Who knows about branding.
Why are these in such weird places?
What, Zimbabwe?
Vacaville, California?
Where's that?
Oh, you're going to go to the prison and...
You'd think they'd be in the big markets.
Overland Park, Kansas?
What? Man, well, because someone has to buy the franchise, and they don't care where they buy it. If they buy the franchise, Gene doesn't care.
Rolling Stone should sue them for copyright infringement. Look at the logo. This is the Rolling Stone color and font. Rockin' Brews.
Oh, we had it first, just like the... Just like the Hook'em Horns, which Paul and I developed in 1968,
yes.
Before the University of Texas was even in existence, we were doing that sign. Okay. Want to get us out of here?
It's also the anniversary of George Wallace being shot.
Oh.
1972.
Yeah, that was at a campaign rally, wasn't it? By Arthur Bremmer?
Yeah.
Was it Arthur Bremmer?
A. Bremmer. Uh-huh.
A. Bremmer, cool.
Artie.
I mean, not cool.
One-shot party, and it's Zuckerberg's birthday.
Oh, really? How old is he?
How old
25?
Is
born in 84.
So he's 34.
Oh, man.
And B.B. King was, he also passed from this earth in 2015.
And he had 15 children with 15 women. 15 baby mamas.
Wow.
How did he do it?
Played in some sweet guitar licks, and
he was a pretty cool
romanced
cat.
Romanced him into it.
I just saw, God, he was doing a duet with Willie Nelson.
Oh,
of all people.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty damn cool. If I can only think of the song. Wow. So, okay, tomorrow is Maz Day, but the question is, how much will this playoff softball game cut into the broadcast?
Yeah, what time is it at?
I think it's at 6:45.
Oh, boy.
So I'm not sure if he had to leave in time to drive there.
Yeah.
He
can't stop and get dinner on the way, too.
He can't miss one inning of the game?
No. He's throwing out the first pitch.
Hmm.
And don't forget, Drew will be on the 9 tomorrow.
Oh, at 9:02.
Yeah.
Allegedly at 9:02, yeah.
Nice.
And, of course,
Via phone. You won't be there.
No, I will not be there. I cannot. I'm too busy to be there in person, but they have made arrangements
you should,
to reach
you should
me.
Say that. Thank you for taking my call. I was too busy to be there in person.
Yeah, I've got a much too busy schedule right now, but they have made arrangements to reach me on the phone.
You are literally 7 minutes away from that studio.
I know, but, it's probably not that big as, well, they're leading the 9 with it.
Hey.
No, they do news all morning, so it's just, it's just a little something fun to talk about. That crazy final interview. Maybe we could talk about the actual interview instead of just dying. Jeez. So we'll see you with Maz, hopefully.
Welcome back to TMZ Live. Margot Kidder, who played Lois Lane in the Superman movies in the 70s and 80s, died over the weekend at her home in Livingston, Montana. She was found. Police got a call to go do a welfare check. They went there on Sunday and found her. She was already dead when they got into the house. So still unclear exactly when she died because we don't know how long it had been since someone had seen her. But she had a very
rough life.
Very rough life. Had battled bipolar disorder.
I don't know if you guys remember.
In the mid-90s.
Yeah. She had this incident where she was homeless.
Homeless for several days. She was found in someone's
House,
someone's yard, actually.
It was
the backyard.
A yard.
Yeah. And after that, she became an advocate for mental health issues, and was very public about her battle because she wanted to help others. But as far as what caused her death, they don't know yet.
We don't know. However, just 4 days before she passed away, she was on the Drew and Mike show, and she did a radio interview with them, and she said that she had been battling a flu.
We have a clip of it here, Charlie. But this was just 4 days before she was found dead.
Where are we talking to you, Margo? Are you at home?
Yeah, I'm in bed with flu in Livingston, Montana.
Ooh, nice.
And puking about every hour and a half.
Oh.
It's not fun. No.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Maybe you got some of that bad lettuce.
We don't eat lettuce in Montana, dear.
Well, she still had her sense of humor.
Was kind of funny. We don't know if there's a connection.
Yeah, we don't know if there's a connection, but it was interesting that she was going through that. And she was 69 years old, so, look, it's not unheard of that flu could cause that.
It can.
Someone at that age, absolutely.
It's very sad. It's just sad because, you think of her in that movie and she's so amazing. Yeah.
She was fantastic as Lois Lane. I don't think there's ever been an actress that combined what that character had meant to everyone that read those comic books. She was strong. She was beautiful.
She was great. Yep.
She was
amazing.
But
the chemistry between the two of them
was fantastic.
Was really amazing.
You couldn't have done a better job, and I don't want to, pee on DC right now, but you couldn't have done a better job right there. And to have lost them both, man, it's like, it's a blow to my childhood.
By the way, their chemistry.
It was great.
She said during that interview, where she was promoting, she's supposed to be doing a Comic-Con thing in Detroit coming up in a few days, but they asked her about Christopher Reeve, and she actually said he was a jerk.
She said, and she goes, he was a jerk at first. She says they didn't get along at first, but that they, you know, over the course of making the movies, became much closer.
Be careful, Charles.
That's what she said. I'm just telling you what she said.
Yeah, but you don't repeat everything you hear, Charles.
Yeah, be careful, Charles.
I don't know, maybe Kanye was right.